segment with our two guests. Anything else you want to add, Detective Carroll, or your email, your contact points for other police, other peace officers in the New Jersey, New York, surrounding area that want to join with you to form, I guess, police and military against the 9/11 cover-up or for a 9/11 investigation or whatever you want to call it. You want to give out a contact point? Or
You can email me at jmkj918@comcast.net.
And, again, give that email out again slowly for folks, please, sir.
jmkj918@comcast.net.
All right. Come out to Ground Zero with Luke and the guys and the gals. I mean, I know you've been having some events of your own, but let's all join forces here.
Oh, absolutely. And just leaving, I just want to be very specific about this because I am coming out. I am trained very well. I know exactly what I'm doing here. So I'm going to be very specific. I'm calling on all angels. That means I'm calling to all the patriots that are listening, especially military and police. This is our responsibility. This is what we're doing. Everybody, either going to be a hero or you're not. This is what we're trained to do. Wake up. Don't be a dope. Get a mid, get in the game. Because I think it's going to get worse from here.
God bless you. Absolutely. Don't leave. I want to have Luke say hi to you here as well. Luke, I hope you guys get in touch with each other, and I hope more people come out to Ground Zero. A recap here where We Are Change is going right now.
Right now, we're making a new film. Right now, we're working very hard. We're out there every Saturday. We're out there having meetings every Friday. We're doing excellent work. There's a lot of amazing, good people behind us, a lot of great police officers. I want to salute the detective. Thank him so much from the bottom of my heart. There's a lot of good cops out there, but we're also going through a lot of harassment by a lot of bad cops out there. Recently, we went out to confront Henry Paulson, where I was confronted by police officers trying to arrest me for no reason. I have the video of the police officer basically stopping me, harassing me, screaming at me for no reason at all for standing on the street corner where Henry Paulson was supposed to be walking by.
Well, he's our God. He's stolen $8.5 trillion. We have to love the foreign banker.
Exactly. And the Secret Service even admitted when we ran up to Paulson and we asked him, how come you threaten martial law? How come you threatened Congress and the Senate with martial law? He grabbed the camera, and when Paulson got in his car, he was like, yeah, we were watching you all day. And then we heard everything that they were talking about with other people inside the event that they overheard the Secret Service guys talking about us, saying,
well, Luke, have you gotten this Paulson footage up on the web yet?
Not yet. We're working on it. We're working on the film right now.
Did you get all the videos I just mailed you?
I did not get anything yet.
Okay, well, I know I've seen Rob running around here dubbing videos for you guys to use for weeks, so I don't know what's going on. We just moved. It's quite a mess. But yet again,
there's a lot of good police officers that need to educate all the other police officers because the level of harassment is really escalating with FBI officials talking to our supporters down at Ground Zero that are not even a part of our group, that are just there working, supporting us. So we need to educate as many people as we can.
Because the system is threatened, and folks can find out more at wearechange.org. And you got a lot of new chapters, right, Luke?
Yeah, we have over 77 chapters all around the world. Our news chapter is in Hawaii. We're working every day all around the world, being the change that we want to see in this world. And nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop our spirit, our soul, in finding out what's really happened on 9/11 and fighting the justice. We have great people like Major Mike McCormick, firefighters like John Schroeder, family members, Manny Badillo, Bob McLevain, being out there at Ground Zero with us, talking to regular people that don't know what's going on.
All right. Luke, we're going to talk to you for a full hour in the near future. Let me say bye to you when we end this break, and let me say goodbye to Detective John Carroll right now. John, we'll be watching your back. Watch ours. Thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for your courage.
Thanks, buddy.
You join publicly a lot of other great people. They're standing up and fighting for truth, including former presidents of other countries, former defense ministers, you name it.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this weekend I was blown away to see this headline that then made headlines all across the world. London Telegraph: General George S. Patton was assassinated to silence his criticism of Allied leaders' claims. New book. And in this article, it goes through the evidence that I read, little blurbs in other books, other espionage books, other World War II guests that we interviewed, letters from Patton home to family and others, his promise to have parades and go to Congress, and demand that thousands of U.S. soldiers captured by Nazis that were then, when the Russians on the Eastern Front came into Germany and Poland, they captured these U.S. servicemen, Army airmen, Army Marines, and were going to use them as slave labor. The number's as high as 12,000. He got very upset about that, very patriotic, extremely patriotic, but actually did, you know, have allegiance to his troops. He expected a lot of them, but and I don't claim to be, I'm some expert historian on Patton, but most people don't even read about World War II. I've read a few books about Patton, probably read about more than 60 books total about World War II, because it's such a pivotal sea change in world society. But when I read this, this is what experts, you know, that we've had on over the years said about how they favorite OSS/CIA way to kill somebody. They rammed his car with a truck, jumped up, shot him with a low-velocity bullet in the throat, didn't kill him. So then they sent in NKVD to kill him. And we knew he was saying that the Russians were a threat, that Yeah, that same thing MacArthur got relieved from when the Chinese poured across the Yalu River there in Korea. He wanted to use nukes, and then they went to the UN and stopped the whole deal because, of course, MacArthur wasn't at that grid level, which now totally declassified, that actually the United States put the Soviets in with money in 1917, along with the Bank of England, and of course in 1949, now completely declassified, even on the History Channel, the CIA actually went with Mao Zedong against Chiang Kai-shek and the Nationalists. So that was part of a larger strategic plan to create a false bipolar world. And so the I'm getting off the issue here, and I appreciate our guest joining us, but this is an example of General George S. Patton, who was upset about a lot of things, being murdered, and the London Telegraph's gone over the evidence and says they believe it's conclusive. The author talked to the famous OSS spy and assassin before he died. He also has his diary and a lot of other eyewitness reports and material, and it fits in with, it's kind of like Gulf of Tonkin. You know, we always knew that was staged, but now it's declassified. CIA admits it. Well, same thing here. So we have the expert on with us for the next 15 minutes, and I appreciate Robert K. Wilcox, author of Target Patton. And this is a book I will be getting, and I will be reading it. In fact, we have an online bookstore at InfoWars.com. Maybe I should call a publisher and buy a few hundred and sell them on the site, because this is something people need to know. Again, thank you so much for coming on the show with us, Mr. Wilcox.
Glad to be with you, Alex.
Tell us about yourself, how you got into this as a historian, and then break down what really happened to Patton.
Well, I'm a writer, and I'm always looking for good stories. And my cousin is he owns a detective agency, and we were working out one day, and he just blurts out that he knew that Patton had been killed because he talked to the guy who had a lot of information about it. Now, I was like most people; I thought that Patton had been had died from a normal accident, a car accident, and that's what I told him. He said, oh, no, he said, I can put you in touch with the guy. He'll tell you about it. Well, he didn't say he'd tell me about it, but anyway, he can put me in touch with the guy. And I then, as you mentioned earlier, went and talked to Douglas Posada, who was, in fact, an OSS assassin. Now, I want to preface this by saying that Posada had lived a long life as a clandestine. He had stayed on after World War II. He had been one of the first Jedbirds. This was the beginning of our special forces, and had jumped in to behind Nazi lines in conjunction with D-Day, and had organized the Maquis. Sterling guy, and one of the things I did was go right into the National Archives and found his records. Luckily, they had been finally declassified, and this guy had won as many medals as anybody. He was just a terrific, terrific guy. But he had spent a long time as a clandestine and would have never talked to me in a million years, I'm sure. But he had had a stroke, and he also had been promised that he would be given a big job in the CIA. And when he came back, of course, they didn't know who he was. There were never any records of anything like here. He had to fight to get all of his VA benefits for being stabbed, shot, all these other things. And he became very, very mad about it all. And so all of
E. Howard Hunt went public. He knows they killed his wife, blew her up, and, you know, he did a deathbed confession about running the op to kill Kennedy. But side issue, please continue.
Yeah, well, so that's very true. So all these things conversed, and I got him when he was sort of his guard was down, and he just began to tell me about it. And while I did not think that he had been involved, I thought he just knew. He then told me that he had been given an order by the head of the OSS, Wild Bill Donovan, to kill Patton. And this, by the way, was the result of a long plot, which was we could call Stop Patton. And this is bona fide. And when you read in Target Patton, my book, you'll see that way, way back in 44 and 43, they began to not like Patton. He had tremendous jealousy because he was so good. And then
he was anti-communist. He wasn't a globalist. He was America. I mean, he had this long pedigree back to, you know, closely related to George Washington and then all the famous Confederate, some of the famous Confederate generals. So he had this incredible pedigree that they didn't have. And we know that Eisenhower was very, very jealous of him because he was just a desk clerk. and he wasn't playing ball with Uncle Joe Stalin. But the key here is this assassin, and that's what the Telegraph researched your book, and they say, yeah, this guy hung out with the royal family. This guy was like an undercover movie star with the elite, this commando. So, you know, he is who he says he was, and you have the government records.
Very much so, and I became very impressed with him, not because of basically what he told me, but by going in and researching him, everything he told me was true. So when we get to this point, you know, I've got to give him the benefit of the doubt when he told me about this. But anyway, Patton, as you've so ably described, you know, he wanted to go to war with the Russians right then. He was very prescient. He saw what was going on. There are so many motives. You've mentioned
that's the word for Patton. He was prescient.
Absolutely.
That's the key to a good general. Go ahead.
And he was fighting, basically, an administration which started with FDR, and then by the time this happened, with Truman, who was just following FDR's, that loved the Russians. They wanted to do everything they could. FDR called Stalin Uncle Joe, and they were so blinded, or worse, because Stalin just wanted, as you know, to take over the Eastern Europe and use it as a buffer, and that's what he got. And Patton was just nuts over this. And they thought he was nuts. He was so mad because he said,
"Yeah, the looting of the jewels of the Western world as gulag slaves." And of course, they mention a line of it. I haven't read your book yet. A line about U.S. prisoners. I mean, I haven't read your book yet. Is it in there about the 11,000?
It is in there. That was another thing that Patton was livid over. You know, once they took over those countries, whoever was in there, including American soldiers, they were just chucked off to the gulag, and that is still an untold story. I believe you can find books about it now.
Yeah,
but
some numbers say 22,000, but confirmed right at 12,000 U.S. soldiers who were in German camps. The Russians take them over, and then our government just said, screw our troops, and Patton's like, screw our troops. So here he is getting in trouble for slapping cowards around, to keep morale up. Because this guy's sniveling and crying, but again, using that as PR to make him look bad. But meanwhile, he actually really cared about the troops.
Oh, he cared terribly about them, and it was worse than even what you've said. I mean, FDR squelched and told people that they could not talk. This is FDR himself. You know the famous Katyn massacre,
yes,
where the Russians massacred most of the Polish leadership so they could take over the country and then blamed it on the Nazis. Well, the Russians have now admitted this in the last few years, what had really happened, that it was the Russians.
FDR, yeah, they've now dug up the bodies, and there's even Russian bayonets and bullets in them.
Exactly. Well, there's no question, because the Russians have admitted it now. They've, you know, sort of a cleanse their soul type of thing, that it was us. But at that time, FDR would not allow the records that he had commissioned. He had an investigation to be made public because it made the Russians look bad. That
he
they
was
had
such
really
a dirtbag. And from what I've read, I haven't read your book yet, the last straw, though, was the 12,000 troops going to death camps.
Well, I can't confirm that, but that is the figure that I've heard, too. And I know that there were Americans that were taken away.
Well, how dare Patton not want to send U.S. troops to Russian camps for no reason? He deserved to die. He wasn't a good American. And, of course,
well,
that's what Wild Bill said. He said, he's a great patriot, but I need you to kill him.
Yeah, that was. This is the culmination of a series of meetings that Bezzotta said he had, which started with the stop Patton. And it's a historical fact. We know that when Patton, after he'd roared through France, he was poised in 1944 in September to go into Germany. He would have ended that war in a month or two, and imagine all the American lives that would have been saved. Well, they stopped him because Eisenhower, who was a diplomat, not a fighter, not a coward. He wanted the British to the bridge too far, Montgomery. And he wanted Montgomery to do this, so they stopped Patton at the German border, and they took his gas. This is a matter of historical record.
Even in the Battle of the Bulge movie. And, of course, that's kind of the official spin. They really wanted the Soviets to get half the country.
Well, and what happened afterwards?
I'm in Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah, because Patton couldn't go in there, he had to go and stop the same Germans who then were able to regroup and hit us at the Battle of the Bulge.
which was our worst defeat. We lost more guys there than we did at D-Day.
Well, riveting. Stay there, sir. We're going to come right back to you and let you go through the book play-by-play here. I know I'm interrupting a lot. This is just such amazing history. Target Patton is the book. Google it. You can buy it at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Short segment, got a long one coming up, so I want to hurry right back to our guest, Robert K. Wilcox. Wilcox, author of Target Patton. That's right, he interviewed the Special Forces OSS assassin. All right, let's go through with the start of Stop Patton. Discredit him, attack him, don't let him race too fast, because we got to let the Soviets divide this in half. We got to deal with them. Kind of like the Nazis divided Poland previously in 1939. Continue.
Well, that stop patent order came out early, and you know, and it's a combination. He was just a guy who spoke his mind. He was too good for his own britches, so to speak. He was better than anybody else, and he proved it. He just roared through France, and so they stopped him right there. And what happened was the Germans, who will tell you themselves that they were in disarray and would have been defeated, they then were able to regroup.
Because he was running a blitzkrieg similar to what the Desert Fox would do, but by holding them back, that gave them time. Go ahead.
He traveled and took more ground than any commander ever in the history of the world at that time. His tanks were rolling, you know, 400 or 500 miles in 3 or 4 days. Well, not 3 or 4 days, but maybe in a week. And it was just amazing. And the Germans were in disarray. He had pushed them out of France. They didn't know what to do. They would have been beaten. So
it was a rout.
It was a rout big time. And he couldn't believe that suddenly they're stopping him and they're giving the whole war to Montgomery, his arch rival. And Montgomery blew it again, which he had done so many times. And the worse, the Germans were able to mount this get back together and mount a battle, a Battle of the Bulge, which almost kicked us out of France. But if it hadn't, but there was Patton right there, and Eisenhower, who had set this all up. Just, you know, he called his generals together and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They didn't know what to do, but Patton said, I know what to do. I'd already planned for it. And he turned this huge Third Army all the way up and stopped the Battle of the Bulge and beat the Germans there. And then was sent back into Germany, and the worst thing that ever happened to him, the day he cried, literally, was when he could not go to Berlin. But the Allies, our sides, decided to let the Russians come in, as was all planned by Stalin. He had engineered all this. And they took Berlin and the rest of Eastern Europe. And Patton had to sit on the sidelines. So that is probably, in my opinion, the biggest reason if he was killed. And understand, it is a mystery still to me. But I believe that I could go to a grand jury and get an indictment based on what we now know. Whether or not it would go to a conviction, we'd have to let that play out. But there's a lot more evidence here, and when you're ready, I'll just start it off.
Yeah, let's go over what happened. You know, the failed assassination attempt that wounded him, and then the NKVD finishing the job.
Yeah, as I said, when I first heard about this, I like most people, thought that he had just died in a normal accident. But then I studied the accident, and it is really, really mysterious. It's the last day before Patton is to leave. There have already been 3 or 4 very, very suspicious attempts on his life, in my opinion, which you'll read. And then here's the last day. He's decided to leave the army because they have strings on him so that he can go home, and he's going to fight against the Russians, which, of course, is anathema to the administration. And he's also going to tell the secrets of how the war had been badly managed, and how so many Americans died when they shouldn't have, how he could have gone on and taken Berlin. So he's on this lonely road outside of Mannheim, Germany. It's December 9th, 1945, probably 60 years ago. And it's just a lonely road, and there's this army truck that's been waiting for him. They stop at a railroad track, and then they start up. So they're not going very fast. And the driver, there's 2 other people in the car with Patton. Another general, who is his aide, is on the left side. Patton's on the right side in the back seat. They're in a Cadillac, which is a limousine. It's a big thing. It's got a lot of leg room. And there's a driver there. And this driver notices this truck, which starts up when they start up after the railroad track, and it just comes up slowly, almost abreast, and then suddenly, without signaling, turns in front of Patton's car. Patton's driver tries to turn a little to the left. They hit on the right-hand side. It's really a fender bender, but Patton ends up with a broken neck, a tremendous cut on his face, and the other 2 guys don't even move. Now, this is strange. Why did this happen? How could they have a smash and 2 guys in the car don't get scratched? And
stay there, stay there. By the way, in declassified admitted MI6 and CIA assassinations, These staged auto accidents are their favorite. They will kill you, put you in a car, and then smash a truck into it. Or they will smash a truck in it, then kill you. That's how they killed Diana. So a favorite way to kill. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
All right, Robert K. Wilcox, author of Target Patton, our guest. Look, what we know is this. It's in mainline history that there were at least 12,000, right at 12,000. Some estimates are above 22,000. Let's just say 12,000 U.S. troops captured in Poland, captured in Eastern Germany and other areas, captured out in the Caucasus, captured in Serbia. What's Serbia today? I mean, these a lot of these highly decorated special forces and people. And what did they get for that? Ah, Stalin, we love you. We love what you're doing. Our bankers love you. They love your New World Order. We're going to just let you keep those guys. How's that sound? A little present. We'll never see their families again. You'll work them to death, torture them to get all our secrets. That's okay because we love you. And Patton was hopping mad about that, and he died. Now, so he's in the car, fender bender, but in that second of the jolt, that's a Secret Service favorite. they'll have their patsy just shoot a 22 in the air, and then they grab the president and pump the round in him up against him. But side issue, they love distractions. They love sleight of hand. That's how they killed Yitzhak Rabin. They shot him in the car on the way to the hospital, and we've interviewed the folks from the hospital, the coroner, the doctors, everybody. But let's continue with, okay, so this truck pulls in front. They have a small fender bender with his Cadillac. What happened next?
Well, everybody speculated when the crash ends. Patton is laying on the general next to him, and he's got a bloody face, and he's got a broken neck. The other guys are not even fazed. And to jump ahead a little bit, Douglas Pezzata, the OSS assassin, said that he shot through the window a special air-blown type gun that was specially made, and he's behind a bunch of old wrecks and so on, and they actually engineered a way this truck that turned without signaling set up a firing lane for Pezzata, and he shot what amounted to a bolt that would not enter the body but would break the neck. And that's what pushed Patton right across this guy. But nobody saw in the car what happened. The general who was next to him was looking out the left-hand window. Patton is looking out the right-hand window, and the driver's forward. And the last thing Patton says, according to a memoir which I found, is that, look at that, which makes you wonder, what's he saying? Look at what? Look at what? At a gun pointed at him? At a guy shooting at him or what? Then, bam, the crash, as you said, in that instant, boom, there's the crash. And then he's laying on top of the general. Well, the general and the driver all speculated without seeing that Patton had flown through the air in the car and had hit his head on a post that's in between the driver.
By the way, that's what they said Benazir Bhutto died from. Then they released the video of her being machine gunned and the bullets going. They said she hit her head. So that's it. I hope nobody shoots me and I'm on TV being shot with bullets, you know, like Scarface, and they go, "Oh, look, he hit his head."
Well, that's so true. And this, as you said, this is the major number one way to kill people, because an accident always looks like an accident. And even this bolt that he says he hit Patton with in the face, it goes into the wreckage, and then nobody thinks anything of it. It's not a bullet. It didn't enter his body, and this kind of thing. So
it's so heavy, a big bolt, it hits you and then snaps the neck.
That's right.
Concussion weapon.
Well, that's what Pezzata said. You know, I've never done it, but that's, and I have to take him at his word. You know, this is part of the mystery of all this. But anyway, so the speculation was that he had somehow hit something and broken his neck that way. Well, I can tell you, I had an accident investigator look at this scene, and because of the way that the car turned just before the hit, Patton would never have flown through the air the 4 feet in the back of the car strictly longitudinally. The direction of the car when it hit would have made him hit just the window that he was looking at. So that is false anyway. But this is the story that has always gone down. And all the historians just picked it up. You know, they write their great books about Patton's life. When it comes down to how he died, do they want to spend another 2 years to investigate it like I did? No, and they didn't.
Well, what about the media, though? I mean, I haven't seen the film in decades, but don't they have a horse cart killing him?
Well, now, this is, I mentioned earlier, there were 3 or 4 instances that I think were attempts to kill him earlier, and that is one of them. In that famous film, Patton, at the end, there's a cart, and this did happen. He was in a Jeep, and a cart comes out of an alley that he's driving by, and it has a scythe on it. That's a long stick with a knife on it. They use it to cut wheat with. And this scythe just about cuts his head off, but it misses him. That's one of 3 attempts before what I'm talking about. We never
Let's briefly go over the other attempts.
Okay, the earliest was another type Jeep accident where he is just hit in a car. He's in a Jeep, and he is injured a little bit. And this happened about 3 months before what I'm talking about. But the most sensational one, and the one which is really fishy, is that right at the end of the war,
Patton is flying in his Piper Cub, and he's at a very low altitude. And all of a sudden, five Spitfires, which are supposedly Polish, and remember, the Russians have taken over Poland at this time, five Polish Spitfires see him, and four of them circle, while one of them goes down and starts shooting at Patton's Piper Cub. Thank God the pilot of the Piper Cub is so good, he's able to get so low and into the hills that the Spitfire crashes. And this is all in Patton's diaries, and they are livid. What's going on here? Well, that was, in my opinion, covered up by saying, oh, it was a mistake. He was a young guy, and he didn't realize it wasn't a Nazi airplane. Well, this is a little Piper Cub. You're not going to think this is a Nazi airplane. And why are these four other guys circling up there, sort of like watching? You know, they're the signal guys. So anyway, this ends in the death of the Spitfire pilot, and they didn't shoot him down. And I think that those three incidences were moving up.
And so was that Soviets in the captured Polish, German Spitfires?
You never know. There are no records. And this is a big part of the evidence here. Do you know that I've looked everywhere, and there are no records on the accident that I've described, on the Polish Spitfire? It's all gone. And I'm not talking about two or three reports on the accident, this mysterious accident that Patton had. I'm talking about at least five, including an investigation, and possibly eight. And they are all gone.
Now we know that he's, and of course, cover up is evidence of the crime. Generally,
it is a cover up. There's no question about that.
So we have the motive. Patton's already saying he's going to go back and speak out against the Soviets. He's going to go back and tell Congress, kind of like we saw MacArthur do
and
later.
Tell secrets.
Yeah. He's going to tell secrets. He knows they're helping the Soviets. He knows they took 12,000 U.S. troops. You know, he's going to blow the whistle. He's going to destroy the future presidential chances of Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Absolutely.
That can't be allowed, and the Soviets don't like him. You know, they want America to go quietly into the night and go along with Uncle Joe, who'd already killed 40-something million people by that time. Let's go through what they cover in the London Telegraph and then, you know, what's in your book, Target Patton, about, you know, the collusion. So, but it doesn't kill him. He's alive in the hospital. What comes next?
He goes to the hospital, and he's going to die. Everybody thinks he's going to die. I mean, this is a bad thing. He can't move from the neck down. But he's a tough guy, and he rallies. And within a week and a half, he's doing so well. There are twitches in his fingers and his legs. And they're going to move him. They're going to fly him back to Boston, which is no easy trip at that time, which shows you how well he had become. And suddenly he has a downturn, and within 14 hours he's dead. And Bezzata says that it was the NKVD that went in there and used a poison on him. The cause of death was embolism, which is a sort of a blood clot going through your brain,
stroke.
But there's no autopsy done on Patton, so we don't really know what happened to him. And recently, one of the family members of the Pattons was actually approached by a Russian who said, I want to tell you some information. And putting it all together, and to be real succinct about it, I think that they used a poison that mimics this, that then they can do that. And they were doing, both the OSS and the NKVD had labs where they made these kinds of poisons, which would mimic a natural cause of death. And
now, again, the NKVD was the internal apparatus for keeping control of the Soviet Union, and it was being brought into Western Europe at that time. And specifically, let's get into that. While Bill Donovan then made a deal, go specifically through what the assassin told you about this, and then continue.
Well, not many people know that the OSS and the NKVD were in collusion. They, early on in the war, Donovan flew to Russia and proposed that the two of them work together, which was a good idea at that time. I mean, the Russians were fighting the Nazis, and, you know,
Donovan is a very enigmatic man, perhaps the most enigmatic of all in World War II. And he was a guy who would take a chance. He'd make a deal with the devil.
He's the guy that flew bombers off an aircraft carrier to bomb Tokyo.
Yeah, I think he's probably his idea. I'm not certain about that. But, he went there and he made a deal with the NKVD. Now, let me say that the NKVD just played him for a fool because they already had so many spies in America, right up to the White House. We were inundated with in the State Department, and so McCarthy, whatever his methods were, he didn't know the half of it, and we know.
When McCarthy was useful to set up a police state when he was just going after little pinkos, when he found out that the army was basically running Russia, and if you really study this, sounds like you're pretty educated. That communism was only a fake system of the Anglo-American empire, as the head of Georgetown political science, Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, said. They wanted to work with fascist and communist, as the Milner Group in England said about 100 years ago, 98 years ago, that they wanted to work with tyrannical regimes. And so, bottom line, that's why the U.S. and England put Mao in, put Lenin in, put all these people in, was, you know, kind of these fake counter-revolutions that look like they're for the people, but they really aren't. And so, you know, as long as he was saying it was a communist threat from Russia to take over America, that was fine, when really that's butt backwards. It was the globalists that we know of today who were actually finger-puppeting the Soviets. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you're really ahead of me on that one. You know an awful lot about that. But what I do know is that Venona, which was our breaking of the Russian codes during World War II, and which has been kept secret until just recently, now shows us that there were many, many, many hundreds of spies in our government apparatus, Russian spies, who were telling Stalin daily what was going on. So going back to the OSS collusion with the NKVD, they didn't really need it, but they went ahead with it because it served their purposes, and they played Donovan like a marionette.
Do you see how the Western overarching Anglo-American empire used its Soviet base as a system to send in spies that were untraceable, with even the NKVD, KGB spies, in the case of the U.S., not even knowing they were under the control of the larger system?
Well, that certainly could be true. I just don't know any more than what I've done here.
Well, you know, I mean, when McCarthy found out about it, that's when they blew him away.
Well,
that's when they politically shut him down.
There are probably 20 books here, you know, to detail all this. But all I can really talk about is Patton and what happened to him. And, you know, we haven't spoken about one thing, and that is that on the NKVD side, I've tracked down a American agent who was with Patton's armies. He was a CIC agent, a counterintelligence agency, and his job was to find these kinds of plots. And he was dealing with the Russians, and he found out that Stalin had put Patton on a death list, a hit list. And so he went back, and he tried to stop this, and he had to deal with Wild Bill Donovan. This is all written in this man's book. I did not speak to him. He died, but I found his book, which was really written for his children. They gave it to me, and it is an amazing, amazing document, and it talks all about this. And through three different sources at three different times, this agent who had been with Patton and was in Germany at that time, as was Bazada at the time of Patton's death, he was run out by Donovan under threat of his life, and he had to live here that way for many years. He eventually came out of that and became a Republican staffer type, and he worked for Reagan and some others. Both Bazada and this other agent, Stephen Skubik, are two great, great witnesses in this. They really have a lot of credibility, and so on that side, on the Russian side, Skubik found out that they had this plan, that they were working with the OSS to kill Patton, tried to stop it, and was run out of Germany under threat of his life.
Just unbelievably amazing. And when you were talking to the assassin, why was he telling you he was going public about this?
Well, that's a great question. He never would have gone public. But as he came back, as I mentioned earlier, he'd been promised a great job with the CIA. Nobody knew him. He had to fight for his benefits.
They screwed him.
They screwed him royally. And he began to see things that he had always kept quiet be put out in books. And so he became really, really disenchanted with the whole situation. And so he actually did, in 1979, make a statement to the Spotlight, which was a newspaper which is no longer around. It was in...
it's now American Free Press. You know.
Yes. And in that statement, he said, I know who killed Patton because I was given money to do so. It wasn't me, but I know who did it. And this was his first act of kind of, I'm tired of this, you know. I'm not going to sit on this any longer. Because his father, by the way, was a Presbyterian minister of great reputation in New Jersey, and he had a lot of pangs about that, living the life that he had as a as an assassin for many, many years for his government. He just had to get this out of him, and when he had the stroke, that finally broke down his barriers, and I came along, and he began to tell me this whole thing.
That's right. As we prepare to go across the River Styx, a lot of people finally have that courage to tell the truth and get the wickedness off their chest. Will you do it before you die?
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
This is not America. Patton refused to be quiet. About 12,000 U.S. troops captured by the Soviets out of German prisoner of war camps going to slave gulags. Few of the men escaped, and books are written about the subject. There's been mainstream news shows about it, but they claim the U.S. didn't know. No, the U.S. knew and could care less about those troops. That's how evil the government was then. Can you imagine how bad they are now? Sir, I want to have you back up for a full hour in the next few weeks after the new year just to take calls from listeners and all the angles they're going to cover. I'm going to get your book, Target Patton. I know it's available at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere, and I hope people will get it. In closing, we got about 2 minutes left. Other key points you haven't gotten to?
Not really. I think we've covered. Well, yes, there is one great one. The fake car. I thought that I would go to the Patton Museum, where they have the car, they say, that Patton was injured in, and I would be able to at last, you know, sort of see the crime scene and see what happened there. Well, I took an expert from Detroit on Cadillac, specifically that Cadillac, the 1938 Cadillac Limousine 7533 is what it's technically called. And we found out that that is not the car. It's a 1939 car that has been rebuilt. And the major discovery was that, you know, a VIN number, you can take a VIN even today. It's a vehicle identification number. It's soldered into the chassis, and every mm-hmm. car has it. And this VIN number was scraped out. So there's no question that somebody wanted the museum to think that it was the real car, which they did, but it is not the real car. It's a 1939.
So more evidence of cover-up. We're going to have you back. Do you want to fire out your specific website, Mr. Wilcox?
Sure. I'm at www.robertkwilcox.com. That's my name, Robert K. Wilcox. But as you said, Amazon has the book, and it's something that everyone needs to read.
All right, I want you to have a great Christmas, great holiday. And again, I want to have you back up for an hour sometime in January.
I'll be glad, Alex. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on. Great knowledge. Everything that guy say checks out with my own research, and then he expands on it for us. Speaking of Christmas, I am not going to be live tomorrow. I may be live Friday. Tomorrow I'm going to be downtown serving homeless. There's a lot of groups doing that, but I'm going to be with my children and my wife downtown. I'm not saying I'm goody two-shoes, but that's how I help the community. I also give money to groups feeding the homeless and helping old people, because we have to teach our children not to be decadent. We have to show people how poor folks are living. So it's also an education. That's how I'm enriched, by helping them. And it's our job to do that. So, you know, I know it's fun to sit around sucking your thumb watching football or baseball and thinking about yourself all day, but if we don't think about each other, we have no future at all. You should also think about yourself and get financially viable. And with all these Madoff scammers running Wall Street, the dollar and the currency's dead meat. And Ted Anderson had a pitch for you today. The gold he bought at 770. They happened to get 50 Buffalo coins in that nobody can get. And there isn't even a premium on these. These are factored in at the 770 level. 800-686-2237. British Sovereigns at 252. Franks at 203. You can't beat that deal on Franks. And Walking Liberty half dollar silver dollars, 840 apiece. Just, you can't find a deal like that anywhere, folks. This is a great deal. Check it out. The brokers will be there through midnight tonight, 800-686-2237. And it's still not too late to give a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And yes, this show needs your financial support. So you don't just get all the great books and videos and materials at PrisonPlanet.tv. Your subscription makes this show possible. So get a subscription. Give it to others as a gift. God bless you all. We are out of time. Rebroadcast with all the informative guests we had on starts now on the web at InfoWars.com. And don't forget the free...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of just potential.
racism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was going to go back to Ben in Canada talking about being unemployed for months and how much trouble he's in. No, I hear you, and it's horrible. But Ben hung up. It's very, very serious. But it's designed that way to domesticate us, to get us under their control. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for making my call, Alex. A couple things. Number one, you were asking the question earlier about who was the guy that found out about the U.S. giving secrets to the Russians during World War II. Were you alluding to Major Jordan's diaries?
No, I was mentioning I was talking about Patton.
Oh, okay.
You mean I did that whole 10-minute spiel? I'm not a good communicator, I guess. And you didn't know I was talking about a murdering Patton?
Well, yeah, you did say that, but it just, what clicked into my brain was Major Jordan's diaries, which was along the same lines. He was a guy who found out basically the same thing, that we were giving the secrets to the Russians and so on and so forth. So that's what made me think of that. No, you said Patton, so I guess that's my mistake. The other thing is that, Alex, back during the 2005, Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, you were on the police pretty hard about, they should be fired for leaving their posts and so forth. Since then, when I hear you mention that, you've kind of softened your stance. Have you found out something different about what happened there, or what are your feelings?
Well, yeah, I mean,
that?
We didn't know for 3 days that FEMA jammed all the cell phones and went in and physically cut all the police radio towers, physically with fire axes. And so within 3 or 4 days after, I mean, at first when it said that they walked off their post, I said, how dare them? We didn't know that the feds had come in and cut their communications. So I reversed myself immediately at that point.
That makes sense. Okay, keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. It's kind of like the first 2 hours of the NATO sneak attack on South Ossetia against the Russians. CNN was announcing the Russians had snuck attack, and I'm not even prepared to deal with lies of that level. So I thought, my God, this is incredible. CNN's reporting the Russians have snuck attack. And then a couple hours later, I went and read the foreign news and then even, you know, read addendums on CNN. And they're like, well, actually, after Georgia attacked South Ossetia, so I had to reverse myself. I mean, and you know, much can be made of these things, but I mean, I routinely get things wrong, and then we go back and you know, correct that. A lot is taken out of context as well. It's like on Y2K, ABC News announces a missile has been fired from Russia at the United States. And all the phones start ringing. Everybody's calling the show about it. And I say, that's not true. So I run out during the break, turn on ABC News, and they're announcing it. I go back on air and I say, yeah, it's happening. And then about 10 minutes later, we said, no, from NORAD, it was just a Scud missile. And I said, that was weird because they had the Russians with them at NORAD. And the Russians and the U.S. had a weird press conference after. So that was some psyop. Well, what did COINTELPRO do? They claimed I put out the story about the missile when it had been on ABC News and callers of the show. It'd be like if a caller called in and said, I just heard a missile was fired from Russia. And I go, okay, let me check. Yeah, they say that's true. We don't know if this is true. And then the government takes that, edits it, and says that I said Russia, just out of nowhere, I just came on air and announced that a missile had been fired from Russia. So that's the kind of deception that we deal with. Jim, Troy, Maggie, Eric, we're going to get to all of you with our guest, F. William Engdahl, that's coming up after the break. Some of the other news I have. Later in the show, if I have time, I'm going to read this in its entirety. General George S. Patton was assassinated to silence his criticism of Allied war leaders. London Telegraph. Another one here, robots ready to run the world. I want to get to that out of Russia Today. More on the bill nobody noticed. National DNA Data Bank, now law. And a lot more coming up today. We'll also get more into Bernard Madoff, the front man for a larger Ponzi swindle. Stay with us.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
She survived the Pentagon strike. She's now filed suit against Bush and Cheney for carrying out the 9/11 attacks and endangering her life and that of her child. Her lawyer joins us coming up in about 2 hours from now. In the next hour, we got Peter Schiff on with us, top financial strategist and advisor, Ron Paul's chief financial advisor, making the rounds on national TV quite a bit these days. We'll get his take on where things are going. Before we go to our first guest of the day, and yes, your phone calls in this hour, we're going to be talking about full spectrum dominance with our guest, F. William Engdahl. But before we do that, I do want to encourage all of our listeners out there to remember that just because those of us that listen to this show or that are informed about the New World Order and how the world really operates, just because we know what's going on doesn't mean our neighbors, our friends, our family do. And you may have tried to wake them up a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, and they weren't listening. Now people are more apt to listen. And even if they don't listen now, they will remember what you said today, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And that's the reason this radio show is just exploding exponentially. My books, the films, the materials, is because everything we talked about has come true. Everything we've discussed has unfolded. Unfortunately, I wish we were wrong. So I do want to encourage everybody to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. PrisonPlanet.tv is $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a monthly trial membership or get a year until Christmas, just a few days left, and you can get 5+ months free. So you pay for 6.7 months of your membership, you get 5.3 months if you want to get technical. So 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And up to 6 people can use the same passcode. So buy yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and then give it to a few of your friends and family. Just explain to them that they can't share their passcode with anybody else or it will cease to work. Now, that doesn't mean it'll cease to work forever. It'll just time out. And then if all 6 of you are trying to log on at the same time, it won't work. So, again, our goal here is to get the word out to people on the subject of GMOs, deadly vaccines, militarization of the police, the banker takeover. I mean, there are thousands of audio interviews. Got to be close to 1,000 video interviews. When I make films, I'll take everything that's on the cutting room floor, like Endgame 1.5, all the really good stuff that we couldn't put in, an hour and 45 minutes extra, put it up at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, in ebook format. His book's out of print. Mine's about to be, so you can get it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Put the videos, put the books on disc, burn them to disc, give them to friends, family, neighbors. Use it as a library in the fight against the New World Order. Believe me, folks, the reason tyranny always tries to crack down on free speech is that free speech hurts tyranny. And that's why they're moving against the web and going with their full spectrum dominance right now, because they know the things they're doing are so unpopular, they're not going to be able to get away with it. That's why Cheney's trying to say, hey, we've got the nukes, we can nuke all of you, we're above the law, we can torture children. They're trying to just set a precedent that the sky's the limit. You know, $8.5 trillion stolen in 8 weeks. And that's 2-week-old numbers. It just keeps growing. I mean, the level of wanton abandon and lawlessness we're seeing, it must be met with resistance. We must speak out against it. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not online, you want them in super high quality on DVD. Terror Storm, Endgame, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, The Money Masters. They're all available at huge discounts at Infowars.com on DVD and a bunch of other great books and videos at Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We are now joined by F. William Engdahl. And if I try to describe everything he does, it would take too long. But his research bridges economics, politics, and the less-known field of geopolitics. His work is influenced by numerous economists, but most especially by the German historian economist Frederick List. He has authored the book, A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics, and the New World Order. And he's done a lot of other work written for major publications around the world. He joins us for 5 minutes in the next hour, then Mr. Schiff joins us. I appreciate you coming on. Your new book doesn't come out until January, but we're going to talk about it. Full Spectrum Dominance. Give us the full title, Mr. Engdahl, and then break down what full spectrum dominance or complete technological enslavement system is.
Okay, Alex. Enjoying being with you again. The book, Full Spectrum Dominance, the subtitle, I think, tells it all. It's Totalitarian Democracy in the New World Order. And basically, as I see it, the post-war U.S. Informal empire, if you want to call it that, the post-war U.S. projection of power post-1945 was really based on two fundamental pillars. One was the the power of Wall Street and the dollar-based system of then the gold standard and later simply the dollar-based fiat money system after 1971. The role of New York as the financial capital of the world, as it had been with the British Empire a century earlier, was the key element to controlling the world or controlling the dominant trends of world politics in the post-war period. That is now going up in flames with the crisis that we're living through right now. It's going to get horrendously worse. It's the American economy is going to go through pure hell, worse than anything in the 1930s. And that means the second pillar is the only thing that the U.S. elites have left, and that is the military. Military power projection, the Pentagon calls it full-spectrum dominance. Now, what do I imply by that? Well, number one, they have to permanently try to take off of the table the potential of the nations of Western Europe, Germany, France, Italy, and so forth, and Russia and China coming together, perhaps with India at some point joining them, and creating an economic trade zone or zone of cooperation, whatever you want to call it, but somewhere where they begin being less dependent on the dollar system and more dependent on protected kind of currency and trade zones that'll keep the real economies going in those places. They have all the natural resources they require for that among them. Russia has the mineral resources. Russia has the world's largest reserves of natural gas. It has pipeline building capacities to China and so forth. And Western Europe has the machine tools, the advanced industry, but they lack the labor base. They lack the demographic crisis in Germany and so forth. It's beginning to kick in. So if you combine that into a common economic space, that is the one threat that the United States elites, the American century, if you want to call, it simply can't cope with that. Brzezinski has said it repeatedly in his writings. This is the number one threat. The whole Cheney Pentagon agenda since he was defense secretary in 1992 has been about preempting. Preemptive wars are nothing more or less than preempting this kind of cooperation in Eurasia. So the book really is about that agenda and how, unbeknownst to most people, certainly in Europe and in the United States, because our media simply doesn't tell us in detail, and certainly not our politicians, the Pentagon has never stopped the Cold War. It never for one second paused in its move to have total military dominance, cyberspace, outer space, inner space, the oceans, the land, and so forth. And that is the Bush presidency, and now it's being continued into Bush Mach 2, which is called Obama for some reason. The Bush presidency is really about this gearing up this full-spectrum dominance because they realized, I think, back in the 99-2000 period when the dot-com bubble was pumped up and inevitably crashed, that they didn't have many more cards to play on the financial field, and therefore they're going to have to turn to very hard military means. So,
well, doesn't this take us back to what we saw in the late 40s with the British Commission on Population? They say the Western world, the U.S. and England predominantly, the Anglo-American elite, are threatened by other populations developing their own industrial bases. So we have to go around the world destabilizing nations, getting them to have local theater wars. Mm. I mean, basically more, you know, great game geopolitical type stuff.
Precisely.
And then they expanded. They said carrying out eugenics. But then domestically, they say we've also got to dumb our own people down. I mean, this is in the documents that dumbing us down so we're more easily managed, that attacking and starving other nations, playing them off against each other. I mean, this is really the policy. And if you look at it from a cold-blooded military policy of you're the elites, how do you dominate the world?
Divide and conquer, yeah.
Well, I mean, they might as well have us born without brains. And you know, I hate to give them ideas, but I mean, that's what they're cold-bloodedly doing. So, yeah. So this really is the full-spectrum dominance, is control freaks on steroids micromanaging every facet of our lives. I mean, we can't act like the Pentagon is separately over here by itself doing all of this. They work for the big Anglo-American banks, And they're given their marching orders, and that is dominate the American people, dominate the British people, dominate the people of Europe who don't want to do this. That's basically enslave everybody and then start wars all over the planet to wreck everything. So there's nothing viable but your one unipolar system.
Yeah, that's, in a nutshell, that's what the Full Spectrum book is documenting. And putting it in a context where people can really understand a lot of these things. For example, the Darfur campaign, is to take one small example. Suddenly, Hollywood actors start lining up to be the great champions against Sudanese genocide in Darfur, southern Sudan. And nobody tells them that the reason that the Bush administration or Washington is talking about genocide in southern Sudan is because China has built oil pipelines to one of the richest oil potentials in all of Africa in the Darfur region.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with our guest.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at FindOneFindAll.com. That's FindOneFindAll.com.
Yes, we've been trying to dump the wine press much too long. Rebel, rebel. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah, yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
F. William Engdahl is our guest. Got a link to his website up on Infowars.com right now. William, you know, Dick Cheney comes out over the weekend and says, look, of course the president's above Congress and above the law. He can nuke the entire earth if he wants to. So they keep going back to this military power. Last year, the British Ministry of Defense said, you know what? The military really does work for financial interest, and we may have to use neutron bombs on the general public if they try to get out of line or overthrow our government. So within the officer corps, it's even taught now that they work for financial interest and our countries are basically gone, and that it is tyranny, and that torture's good, and that secret arrest is good, and that we're moving into a very dark phase of life. And I guess these guys just enjoy the power. Where do you see all this going?
Well, certainly in terms of the U.S., the military, the NORDCOM redeployments in the last months toward domestic deployments and the building that up with thousands of troops inside the United States is something that we haven't seen since the Bonus Army March, where the great hero General Douglas MacArthur started shooting on innocent women and children who were, and veterans who were demanding payment during the Depression of their World War I bonuses on an early basis so they could feed their families, and MacArthur comes in and starts wildly shooting. They did that one on a technicality to get around posse comitatus, but what's happening now, they're just not even thinking about the...
Wasn't Patton involved in that too?
Patton was involved. He was not yet a general, but I think he was a captain or a major. And
he was involved in the blasting. I only say that because look how they paid him back when the Russians out of a U.S. Grabbed a bunch of U.S. troops out of a German camp, and he wanted them back, and the Russians said no. He threw a fit. So did you know the London Telegraph is now reporting?
Yes, I saw that. That's quite interesting.
Well, my point is that's how he gets repaid.
Yeah.
I mean, for all these guys that think it's cute and funny to kill U.S. citizens and fun to ride down women and children, look how it ends up. There is no honor among thieves.
That's certainly true. Nothing personal, just business.
Absolutely. So their master plan, bottom line, what are they shooting for? What are they going to try to do?
Well, I think... as I said at the beginning of the show, Alex, the only option that they have at this point is to use the mailed fist to take off the velvet glove and just try to project in an economy that's going down the tubes. They're in a very, very shaky basis to do this, but they, you know, these are people on the Titanic who simply full damn the torpedoes full speed ahead kind of mentality. And I don't think they're psychologically capable of recalibrating that the entire model that they built the American century on from 1939 is fundamentally flawed, and they have to redesign the thing and project a more modest profile in the world. I think.
Well, what was the shift? I mean, we know that Biden and Obama are going to continue the same policies. They're just puppets of the system. But
yeah.
But you know, when Dick Cheney starts coming out. And you know, talking about basically being God, or when Hayden comes out and says the Fourth Amendment does not say we need to, you know, any due process or any probable cause
in time of war.
He says it doesn't even say that in the Fourth Amendment.
Mm.
I mean, so we're seeing. I mean, we know they're not delusional. but they believe.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to swear that, Alex. Who knows what kind of a heart medication that Cheney is on and how it affects his mind.
Well, we do remember Rove telling the Washington Post that we are history's actors. Mm-hmm. You know, that we control history.
Mm-hmm.
And so that what everybody else says or thinks doesn't matter, only we matter. So there's, mm-hmm. There's definitely megalomania going on. The point I'm making is that when Hayden tells people the Fourth Amendment does not say probable cause, mm-hmm. when it does say probable cause, that is a contempt.
Yes. Well, that they have nothing but contempt for any kind of constitutional procedure. They're in a domain where the world has moved beyond that for them, and they're just power is the only language that that counts in Washington. So it's
and the final equation of that is: forget your home, forget your family, forget your free market, forget your future. We have nukes. We have militarized police. Shut up. We're taking over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Author, researcher, historian William Engdahl is our guest. We're open the phones up here in about 10 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. It is the 22nd day of December 2008. Just a program note. I am getting over a stomach virus. of some horrid type. So if I sound a little bit out of it today or different, that is the reason. Mr. Engdahl, continuing, look, I mean, you're an expert on this. You study this all the time. I study it continually. My audience does. And I guess more and more of the solution, you know, to this whole problem is just historically looking at what happens when you get power-tripping elites into control. But nowhere in history did they have nuclear weapons or biological weapons to this extent. And it's just every parallel, every scenario I look at, it goes from bad to worse. First, specifically, I mean, I know you understand this is a controlled economic consolidation. This is a military financial attack, a strike on the middle class of the world, but also on Russia and China and the Middle East to destroy their fledgling economies. And again, even the so-called elites of this country are tied in financially with these other nations. Isn't this a super class or super elite at the top of the elite who are really bringing us towards the precipice? And if you really analyze it, it's not even for their interest long term, but they just are hyper aggressive and so they can't help it.
I would answer that yes and no. There is this super elite, this so-called Davos consensus. I hate that term, but I've been to Davos 9 times, and I know what the consensus is or isn't around this. But the idea of this globalization, well, that was the project. And it tied in the top elites of Europe, the top elites of Japan, the top elites of many nations of the world, Brazil, Mexico, and so forth. But there was a center of gravity to the project, and now the thing has come to a point where that whole process is breaking down, and it's not under control. You know, the best laid plans, you can't control every single thing and every single being on the entire planet. Either you're going to blow up the whole planet through nukes or through biological catastrophe or whatever, or you're going to come a cropper one way or the other. They're just... The world is not responsive to computer-programmed war scenarios.
Like no, I understand that. I'm saying specifically from memory, the last time you were on with us, about them trying to control, to consolidate power, the financial crisis. I agree they don't control what happens militarily. And
also financially. I don't think we're in such a centrally controlled breakdown crisis that they're going to regroup and so forth. I think the thing has really gotten out of control of Paulson and his Goldman Sachs cronies in the Treasury Department, and certainly Bernanke when he ramps interest rates down to zero and desperately tries to pump liquidity into the system and keep the thing going. It's not.
I understand, but it was their nature to create the derivatives bubble so they could buy up real assets. It was their nature. We know banks like to control these implosions, engineer them to consolidate. But I agree that the greed is so great that it may be now falling apart. Some people want to say that the whole Madoff thing is a conspiracy, and it may be that at the end of the day, so his sons and the rest of his company wouldn't go under, he blew the whistle on himself. I mean, clearly he wasn't running this $50 to $100 billion scam by himself. But just the fact that the founder of the NASDAQ and the former head of the NASDAQ would be, you know, now in so much trouble and people saying they never heard of him, I mean, that gives us an idea of this criminal class.
Well, Alex, I see it. The Madoff thing is really the symbol of the entire Wall Street dollar system is a giant Ponzi scheme. And that's what... It depends on sucking ever more volumes of money into the system, and now the music stopped. It stopped with the Lehman Brothers' decision to let it go under in the middle of September. And that really has triggered unintended consequences, I think. And the way I see different national governments reacting in Europe and so forth, even the European Union, which a lot of people thought was the unit of action in Europe, is no longer the center of things. It's national governments. They said, okay, we've got to save our own behinds here, and we're facing elections next year, not the bureaucrats in Brussels who are unelected. So we got to do something to make sure the voter base is at least halfway with us. And that's
we don't have that problem here because they control the two parties to such an extent and also have their voting machines that part of the equation, worrying about the voters, doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's fortunately, it's not quite that advanced in Europe
yet. Yeah, so we don't have total global full-spectrum dominance. Now, full-spectrum dominance goes into everything.
Everything. And now I think you're going to see the emphasis shift from the financial dominance to the military in order to get the financial back under control, control world money, control the world.
And we've seen Obama say, we're going to, I mean, you think a trillion plus is a big defense budget. How about a trillion and a half? How about 2 trillion?
Yeah. Well, look at the fact that he renominated Robert Gates to be defense secretary, and that says Robert Gates has spent most of his adult life as a house servant of the Bush dynasty. I mean, that says pretty much right there.
Well, you know, Cheney's on TV making fun of Obama and Biden. I mean, that's the headline. Meanwhile, they're groveling and saying that they're going to protect him and make sure he doesn't get any trouble. Regardless of what you think of Obama or Biden, I mean, that shows that they know who the real power is.
Yeah. Well, there's just such an unbridled arrogance that's coming out of Washington. It would be laughable if it weren't that these people still have some hands on the levers of power.
And I guess the military men at the high levels, they like it too. But you know, it was too much for Fox Fallon, though, the head of CENTCOM at the time, when they wanted him to attack U.S. ships with Navy SEALs. He did resign over that, we now know. So at least some of them up there don't like staging terror attacks. Or maybe he didn't mind a terror attack. Maybe he didn't want to start World War III.
Whatever, yeah. He certainly made clear that he wasn't on the program of Cheney's to launch a nuclear strike on Iran.
Well, I could throw out a lot of questions at you, but other things that are on your mind since we talked a few months ago that you think are most important.
Well, I think of course, now much of the intelligent world has woken up to the fact that there is no regime change that's taken place with the U.S. November elections, that it's simply continuity of government, continuity of the elite's power behind the scene, the permanent institutions. I don't think we need to dwell on that. That's really so obvious by now in the appointments that President-elect Obama has made. The financial disintegration that's taking place at the spillover into the real economy is something I'd like to share a few thoughts with you on this, because I've been looking at this closely over the last days. It's an element that very few people have begun to speak up about openly in connection with the budget crisis, and that is the dramatic demographic shift that's about to take place. It's about to kick in 2011, 2013, in that time period, and that is that the baby boomer generation, the generation that was born after the war, beginning 45, 46, however you want to date it, but reached its peak around 65, that generation in about 2 years is going to come big time into retirement. And this is the generation that has allowed the financial boom of the post-1982 period in the U.S. To be created on Wall Street. It's made an industry out of the mutual funds with 401ks and all sorts of other savings for retirement, because they were coming into their peak earning years. The kids had gone to college and they had their home paid down, most of them. I'm talking about middle class America.
This is the investor class.
Yeah. And, the small private investor that's been the lifeblood of Wall Street. And now, not only has the stock market tanked in the last months to half its value at the beginning of the year, it's going to tank a lot further as the economic crisis gets worse. But the fact is, now this generation is coming big time into retirement.
And right as they do, they're not going to have their money.
Well, they have to live off their 401k. They have to cash in. So they're going to cash in a falling stock market, a bond market, and so forth. And hyperinflation is on the cards for perhaps in 9-12 months at the rate that the Fed is monetizing.
But William, I mean, that's it. Notice how this happened right in time for the moment they were about to cash in on their retirements. And mm-hmm. We know the cities, the counties, the states have all been investing in the secret double set of books. the comprehensive annual financial reports. You know about those, right?
No, I'm not familiar with that. That's
well, see, there's a there's a double set of books. And so I'm saying from the evidence I have, this is a planned swindle by these ruthless people to make sure the baby boomers don't get their money. But continue with your thought.
Okay. Well, what the point that I was making is that people talk about a 1 or 2 year recession. Nouriel Roubini, who's got quite a following in the economic domain in recent months, is talking about a 5% peak to trough dip in the recession. I think this is just rosy-eyed optimism to the extreme. We're going to have a depression in the United States. It's going to exceed anything we saw during the 1930s. It's going to be categorized as a very great depression, VGD, and not just great depression by future economists, if there are any left around to calculate this. And this 401, this baby boom retirement factor, is going to be the thing that's going to kick it into, at least I see as a, under most optimistic scenario, a 10-year process of depression in the U.S. economy. I don't see any new blood coming into the credit system that's going to boost it up. So in that environment, I think the military option is going to be the option of last resort for the U.S. Power elites. They will see no other chance.
Now, for those that don't understand history, Mr. Engdahl, explain to them why in a bad economy there is a military option, what the social architects believe that will do, not for the public, but for themselves. Have people rally around the government, around the flag, as painful things happen at home, further consolidate power, create a growth sector in the economy.
Well, let's take the best example for most Americans who are over 60. The Great Depression ended when Roosevelt began secretly at first letting contracts, Pentagon contracts, for the build-up for a coming war with Germany and Japan, which after 1939, after 41 rather, after Pearl Harbor, was called World War II. And it was that military spending, huge military spending, that brought the U.S. out of the Great Depression. But the military spending was by the government, which had never been done on that scale before in American history. And why was that an economic positive? Well, it wasn't an economic positive because bombs and jet airplanes and B-52s or whatever the Bs were in those days are socially unproductive. They're a net minus on the
But calculus. When the war ended, those factories
point.
Could now
That's
make
the
cars.
Point.
Yeah.
That's the point, Alex. When the war ended, not only U.S. factories were the state of the art in world production capacity, all of Europe was a rubble heap. Japan was bombed to smithereens, nuclear and otherwise, and the U.S. had no rival on the planet that could. Russia had lost, or the Soviet Union had lost 23 million of its prime youth in the slaughter there in Europe, trying to defeat Nazi Germany. And the U.S., Roosevelt and, after his death, Truman and Churchill simply chuckled up their sleeve and said, well, look, they've slaughtered each other, and now the U.S. was in a position to declare what Henry Luce said in 1941 triumphantly, this is the dawn of the American century. Now, think about that a minute. What they knew was they had all of the world's monetary gold in Fort Knox or in the New York Federal Reserve vaults. They had intact the production facilities. They had the aluminum production. They had the hydroelectric power in the Northwest that they'd built through the Great Depression on slave labor wages through public works programs. And now the United States was in a position, the United States elites, led by the Rockefeller family back then, David, John D. III, Nelson, and Lawrence Rockefeller, they were in a position literally to dominate the entire world. And that's the kind of thinking that these elites have. I'm convinced that that's what they're mulling around, how they can do that, how they can systematically defang the one nuclear power on the planet that can offer them a challenge, and that's Russia. As bankrupt as Russia is, I was in Russia recently, and I saw you have new cars everywhere in Moscow, but you have 20 million people living in an overcrowded condition in that city. It's going to take at least 10 years for the social situation to stabilize in Russia under the best of conditions, and now they have a collapsed energy price, oil down in the 40s instead of over 100. So it's going to be a very, very dicey time for the entire world in the next months. And I think if I want to leave your listeners with one message, is to see the reality of what's coming and not try to have illusions that there's going to be a one or two year post-war typical recession, and that somehow Obama's going to have a kinder and gentler America and this and the other thing. This is an imperial system in desperation, in irreversible decline. The system is, not the people. The people are the victims of this system. But they can't. It's like the Roadrunner cartoons. They're running off the cliff, and they can't do anything to slow the legs down. So 2009 is going to be, as the Chinese say, a very interesting year.
I agree with you. We're going to come back in this segment and one other and take phone calls from Maggie, Eric, Tracy, Don, and Paul. But when do you see the crises peaking? Somewhere out in 12,014 or so? Or this is so big, such a massive shift?
Somewhere in that ballpark, between 12 and 14, 2012, 2014. This is going to really be a long, dragged out.
Well, I know the establishment seems very pleased with all of this. They're going to love the domestic police state they're going to foist through on this. I mean, they've spent decades, William, setting all this up, preparing all of their preparations right on time for this moment. I know it's by design. Mm-hmm. I know it's been engineered.
Mm-hmm.
And they have wrought something that is just absolutely horrific. All right, we'll be right back and take some phone calls for our guest.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget.
If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Some very wicked people are in control.
Everybody knows that the days are loaded. Everybody,
we've got a decadent population that doesn't know that the dice are loaded.
The war is over. Everybody,
how do we reach out to them? How do we get them to stand up and say no and not go quietly into the night? Well, the good news is the establishment at least had to give us a fake savior like Obama. They at least nodded towards the fact that they need the public fooled. But it isn't working. I'm jamming some calls here. But, William, you know, the point I was just thinking of, Obama could have appointed insiders who weren't well-known retreads. Again, it shows an innate disdain for the public by the establishment.
Sure. A contempt. Deep down, they have nothing but contempt for us normal people. I think that's their fundamental weakness as well. This isn't an aristocracy of excellence. This is a degenerate, paranoid elite that belongs in psychiatric care and not in government.
Well, they're going to... But I guess that's the norm in history to have nuts in control. I mean, that's what normally happens, so... That's the nature. Normal people don't want the power. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. I got in line before your guest came on.
I understand. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to, so my comment is a bit off topic, but I would like
Listen,
to...
Listen, let me just tell you and everybody else something. We don't screen the phone calls. And so unless I specifically say it's just for the guests, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to plug my new blog on fluoride, and it is at www.fluoridefreeaustin.com.
And you guys are fighting to get fluoride removed out of the water here locally, right?
Well, there are several different people working on it from several different angles. I'm not the only one. This is my particular contribution.
No, I understand. And I'm saying there's an Austin movement.
Yes, there are a bunch of people, and in fact, well, one of them is under the umbrella of Freedom Force, and John Bush, whom you know, is leading that, is deeply involved in that. And there is another group or person somewhere who is also using the name Fluoride Free Austin, and in fact, I will admit that he had it first, but he is doing it through MySpace.
Yeah, well, I think activists should worry less about who's doing what first and
right. Oh, no,
worry about
I think
getting the fluoride out, yeah.
Right. The more people, the better. And yes, I will work with anybody who's interested in this subject. This is my particular contribution, and I'm going to be doing some reporting on that blog. And I've been talking in front of the Austin City Council and recording my little lectures.
Maggie, you keep it up. We got to go because the segment's over. But William, what about that subject? What is the establishment going to do as the public becomes educated, say, on GMO foods and stops eating them, and the free market dictates then that we want organic? What are they going to do as people find out about mercury in the vaccines or fluoride in the water and demand it out? What are they going to do as the public just says no, but the establishment wants to continue to carry out its forced medication of the public?
Well, I think that's up for grabs, and no one can predict when a population realizes how brutally they have been abused by the so-called misnamed health care that they've been given through the traditional mainstream hospitalization and medical system in the last decades, then you're going to have some pretty angry people. And I saw a statistic recently that there are more people who die from mishandling mistakes in the hospital than die of cancer in the United States. That's pretty frightening statistic.
Yeah, 300,000 a year just from bad drug interactions. Stay there for one more segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Peter Schiff, financial expert. You'll be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes. I'm going to take your phone calls the next segment after our guest has left us so we can finish up with him. Going back to F. William Engdahl, William, give folks your website. Tell them when your newest book is coming out. And then I want to get into the other, you know, briefly, other areas of full spectrum dominance. It's not just the military with the satellites and the face scanners going up worldwide to track everywhere we go in real time and, you know, full spectrum dominance, the national ID cards to buy and sell, set into a world ID system, you know, where the whole world's a prison planet. There's also other facets of full spectrum dominance, and that's the medical, but go ahead.
Okay. First of all, the website is www.engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net, engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net. My book, The Seeds of Destruction, The Hidden Agenda of Genetic Manipulation, which is published by globalresearch.ca in Canada, In there, I document the second of three major control mechanisms of the post-war U.S. elites. You control the oil, you control whole nations, their economic growth rates and so forth. You control food, and you can control people. The third being, of course, if you control money, you control the whole world. The Seeds of Destruction was written from that standpoint. There are a lot of books out there which talk about the uncertainties of a diet of genetically modified soybeans or corn or whatever in our cattle feed and in our direct human consumption. But what's lacking, and the reason I wrote the book, is the geopolitical background of this. Who financed this project in the beginning? It didn't just pop out of thin air as a great advance of science. It's based on absolutely wrong science. Is based on reductionism, upside-down science, I call it. And it was designed and financed from the beginning, back going to a project back in 1938 by the Rockefeller Foundation. Dr. Warren Weaver of the Rockefeller Foundation, a physicist, atomic physicist, said, well, let's apply the same concept as atomic physics to the field of biology and reduce life to a hard little ball of matter that we call a gene. And these were dedicated, passionate eugenicists. The eugenicists are people who think you can build a master race. In fact, the same Rockefeller Foundation at that time was financing eugenics research in Nazi Germany.
Yeah, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and others. And literally every evil I find, like putting mercury in vaccines or discovering how to, that most cancer was viral, and then putting it in vaccines, and then owning the big cancer clinics,
yeah,
and then literally controlling the whole industry, and then even having fads, studies in the 50s about how to having cancer be part of the fad, and then socializing it where it's a social event, and the women go play and have fun while they die, of cancer, in the cancer ward, and oh girl, you've got it now too. Kind of how they made having AIDS fashionable.
Yeah.
I mean, this is mass murder of the public.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
You go back to the 1920s, one of the first projects of the newly created Rockefeller Foundation, which was a Standard Oil Trust fortune, a tax avoidance scheme for the Rockefeller fortune. They focused on education and especially on medical education in America. They closed down naturopathic clinics and hospitals all over the United States, medical schools, and allowed only those who followed the agenda, the vaccination agenda and otherwise, of the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller University for medical research and so forth. And that defined the entire field of how modern medicine is applied.
Well, that's how they take control. They take over industries, and then the profits flow, but it's really all about the control. Fire out the website, sir.
www.engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net.
All right, sir.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com.
EOTTech.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the next hour and 51 minutes. We've got Peter Schiff coming up, joining us, president and CEO of Europe Pacific Capital, to talk about what's happening with the economy here in the United States and around the world in about 20 minutes. I also want to go to some of your phone calls right now. For those of you that have been holding patiently, it is December 22nd, 2008. And we are a little more than 2 hours into the regularly scheduled radio show. And then every day for the last hour, but some days even more, we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're also developing this studio and another studio to put a once-a-week TV program on national cable / Dish Network DirecTV. And we've now moved into our new offices and set up one of the studios. That's phase one, now phase two. Is getting it on television, but it's all live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, before I go to Eric, Tracy, Don, Paul, and others that are patiently holding, I did briefly want to tell you about a couple of sponsors that make this broadcast possible. One of those sponsors is eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect is the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Bottom line, you'll never need to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And with as corrupt as this elite is, with the depression that they've been engineering so they can consolidate power and bring in their world government, it is more important than ever to have firearms, to have precious metals, to have water filters, and, of course, to have storable foods. And this is the place to get them, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. If you give them a call, they can send you a free brochure or audio CD about their materials. Or if you go online to eFoodsDirect.com, they have a bunch of videos up there which describe their fine products, their line of products, and what they have to offer. I hope you'll check out eFoodsDirect.com, the best storable foods company out there, the best prices, bar none. 800-409-5633. Another one of the sponsors that makes this transmission possible is Akola Blue. And Akola Blue is an atmospheric water filter. You know, they're trying to put meters on wells. They're trying to ban people having wells on their own property. You're trying to tax them, restrict them. Well, this way, it's a little unit plugs into your house or plugs into a solar panel, and via condensation gets around 7.5 gallons a day, some areas more, some areas less, depending on your humidity in your area. And you can find out more at ecolablue.com, 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 or give them a call at 866-585-4044. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, neutral pH, and then it goes through five filtration systems. And then one of the filters has multiple filters, so technically seven, but we'll just say five here. Passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in an illuminated tank by an antibacterial fungal UV light. Again, 866-585-4044 or colablue.com. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call, and greetings from the frigid Northeast. I'm getting myself a birthday present, or a Christmas present this year, a Berkey Light.
That's a great system. You know, how are you doing with the horrible global warming up there? Is it tropical in Connecticut right now, or are you experiencing the coldest temperatures in more than 20 years?
I was looking forward to being able to open my pool up in January, but I can't do that because it's like 20 degrees outside.
Well, listen, if you'll just don't worry about all the GMO food killing everybody, and don't worry about the bad drug interactions killing 300,000 a year, and don't worry about all the toxic waste and all the real environmental problems. You can just pay a bunch of taxes taxes to private bankers, carbon indulgences, and then everything will be okay. How's that sound?
You know, Alex, that sounds great, and I think if I can pay them the more, I'll be able to sleep a little better at night because, you know, they work so hard trying to, get us under their thumb.
Well, even if you believe that man-made carbon dioxide and methane from cows' flatulence is destroying the ozone layer and heating the earth up, which, of course, it's not, why moving it to China and India, where they have no restrictions, and actually increasing the level of carbon dioxide, how is that actually going to cool the earth down? I mean, even if we believe their official story,
I was going to say, Alex, if you read their studies, I mean, people don't believe it when I tell them at work. I say, all you need to do is go and research and read what these elites are saying they're going to do. I mean, they come right out, but they're counting on the average American citizen to basically just sit down and watch TV and not even pay attention.
Well, that's because they knew people were lazy. They told them in the 50s, you don't have to worry about government anymore. You don't have to be involved anymore. Trust the elites. There's no such thing as corruption. It doesn't exist. And it's like telling somebody there's no such thing as cancer. Go ahead and smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day. And then now we've got cancer. And they're going, but there's no such thing.
The denial.
And you're like, no, there is, pal. And they're like, no, I heard Al-Qaeda talks like that. I heard Al-Qaeda said, hold on. You know, I mean, it's shut up. I mean, basically, if you think that there's any corruption in our government, you're with Al-Qaeda. I mean, imagine what the government's done.
Oh, and denial is their greatest ally. And that's what people need to realize, that denial is their best friend because it prevents people from researching, it prevents people from taking action, it prevents people from waking up, and the elites can just sit back and rub their hands together. And you even see it on TV. I remember back in the 90s and earlier, you had shows that would portray the government as questionable, corrupt, dubious, evil. Now you look at a lot of these programs. I saw a preview for this program where I see nothing but these heroes, quote unquote, running around in their little ninja outfits busting door downs. It's a program called Homeland Security. You could have knocked me over with a feather when I saw that one.
Homeland Security USA.
Yeah, these shows are...
It's with the USA. You're not against the USA, are you?
Yeah, and I'm hearing, you know, I like the way... Alan Stang puts it, shallow Sean Hannitzwit. They're talking about these concerts they go to where everybody has a tear in his eye because they're singing about the war on terror and everything else with all these country stars. Well, don't they realize that greed has replaced common sense in this country? We've lost our way in large part.
Well, no, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. What's happened is people bought into the delusion. They bought into the Republican, the Democratic illusion. They've bought into that we're the good guys and we're going to kill some Arabs and it's good and we're going to take our liberty so Al-Qaeda doesn't get them. And they have no idea they've been completely set up. Oh, yeah, Hannity has these Pentagon-worshipping events. And then meanwhile, the Pentagon is a foreign alien group destroying America. It's like the main seat of the cancer for the Federal Reserve. It's taking over the United States, overthrowing our nation like some third world country. And then meanwhile, there's country stars, everybody crying, playing, you know, proud to be an American because at least I know I'm free. And then they talk about how they're giving the money to the children who lost their family members in Iraq. How about don't send them to Iraq? How about don't kill 1.5 million Iraqis in the last 5.5 years? It doesn't matter. All these delusional people, their time's running out. They're going to find out what they've helped the New World Order do. Don in Alabama. No, actually, Tracy's next. Tracy in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Alex, the last time I spoke with you was about 7 years ago. I've been listening to you since you were on shortwave. And one thing that has always remained the same with you, listening to you talking about this, is you bring us wonderful information we couldn't get anywhere else unless we spent all our time doing it, which we can't. But you've never told us where we can go, who we can talk to, what we can do to bring this to a halt, because everything you suggested so far doesn't work. It's not going to work. It's not designed to work. They've got us by the you-know-what, and the only box left is the cartridge box. I want to know if there's any groups anywhere that are preparing for this to stand up and defend themselves. If they are, I'd like to join. And the time for talking is over. The time for listening is over, and the time for waking idiots up is over. It's time for us to do something. It has been for years. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
Well, look, as things get worse, more people are going to wake up and listen to what we have to say. And it's during the greatest crisis that it's the time for talking. I mean, that's why the establishment pays tens of billions of dollars a year alone domestically for fake newscasts, disinformation, fake bloggers. So 90% of a war, according to the Pentagon, is info war. They use deception and lies and deceit and fake patriotism. We use the truth and true patriotism to counter them. By number one, pointing out they're not American, they're anti-American, they work for offshore banks who've stolen $8.5 trillion. People say that now is not the time for talking. Well, that's because you've been awake for decades, probably. And unfortunately, so many people that know what's going on have decided to just pull their antenna in and not wake people up, not be involved anymore. And so I see the establishment staging terror attacks all the time to try to say that we're violent so they have a pretext to crack down on the public. So I don't think violence is the answer. And the people I hear on the radio talking about violence, they never seem to get in trouble for calling for that. That's because they're feds. If I called for that, I'd be arrested very, very quickly. So, we need to hear a lot more talk and a lot louder. And we need to hear it right now. Does that answer your question?
So your answer to my question is you think I'm a fed.
No, that's not what I just said. I said I'm on the radio, sir. Stay there. I'll talk.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with... the terrorists.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Look, what I said, Tracy from New Mexico, was the people on the air always calling for physical war to kill judges. One of them is Hal Turner. Turned out he is an FBI informant. They catch these white supremacist groups all the time, run by feds. So what I said was, and this is what's not fair with the audience, is people don't take what I say. They take what they want to hear me say. Okay? I didn't call you a fed. What I said is, to communicate with me, you had to call in and say, I think the time for talking is over. And don't worry, the time for talking may come soon enough, and then it'll be time for people that have done all this talking about how they're not going to talk to actually get in a shooting war. I'm not going to a FEMA camp. I'm not turning my firearms in. I'm not going along with the New World Order. I'm a radio host, and it's not my job to charge off like George Washington and get into a shooting war with the feds. And I'm not saying you're doing this. I'm saying I'm criticized a lot by people for being all talk. Well, our talk has defeated hundreds and hundreds of bad pieces of legislation. Our talk has exposed a lot of bad things. Talk a few weeks ago shot down, at least for now, a constitutional convention. Is Tracy still there?
Yeah, we're still in the shape we're in. We're still facing what we're facing. Nothing's changed.
Okay, well, you're the commander then. I mean, Tracy, who are you going to shoot? Stop. Who is Tracy in New Mexico going to go out and blast?
I'm not exactly sure.
Well, don't look for me to tell you who to go shoot.
Waking up people isn't stopping this. They don't care if we're awake. They don't care if we're watching them, as long as we don't try to stop them. They'll continue to do what they're doing as long as all we do is talk about
it,
find out things.
All right, let me throw something out here to you. The police arrested about 3,000 people, actually a little bit more than 3,000 people in New York in 2004 at the RNC. I was there. Peaceful people. AP reporters, radio reporters, Spectator reporters, you know, even conservatives. They put them in a FEMA camp, Pier 57. I had the police come over and threaten to arrest me for just videotaping and across the street. Now, nobody got in a shooting war with the police. Lawsuits were filed. They lost over 1,000 lawsuits, hundreds of millions of dollars. And now the New York police don't claim you need a permit to march. Now they don't claim there's free speech zones. And all over the country, take Austin. Austin police would arrest you back a decade ago if you protested anywhere without a permit. Now they don't because they lost a bunch of lawsuits. That example right there, are you saying it would have been better for people just to blast the police? I mean, I'm trying to understand this.
Well, I'm trying to understand it myself. After you've done all this,
but you're saying nothing's better. The people, sir, they're being forced to admit there's world government now. Congress has a 9% approval rating right now, the lowest it's ever been. And so in a way, you're right. The people are awake, but still they go forward. But they go forward with less and less support, more and more leaks out. When Dick Cheney wanted to blow up U.S. ships and blame it on Iran, the admiral resigned, and then suddenly it was leaked to New Yorker magazine. We have friends in government as well. We don't want to just randomly go pick some innocent cop out, you know, who's parked in a donut, you know, place's parking lot, and walk up and shoot him in the head three times.
Well, I guess all this talking and all this waking up is going to stop them from doing what they're doing. They're going to be afraid that we've found them out.
No, sir. When it comes to the physical, listen. Violence is probably inevitable down the road, like you see in Greece and other places, but on a much wider scale. But we need to have as many people awake as we can before it comes to that.
Well, I'll agree with you on that.
I mean, certainly understand my position and my job is to hope we wake up the police and military so they don't come to our houses to take us to FEMA camps, is to wake up people that go to their churches so that they find out their preachers are secretly paid by FEMA and are spies, so they can expose that in their church and hand out flyers in the parking lot after they're kicked out of church to break that church up so we can have real churches. Look, the solution is in the mirror. And all I'm saying is, yes, they're arrogant. Yes, they're brutal. Yes, they're stupid. Yes, they want a physical fight. And don't worry, man, they're going to get one. Let me ask you a question. You ever killed anybody?
Nope.
I mean, you ever... Look, my whole point is, sir, you don't want to get into this position. You don't want to get into a hot war with these people. And they don't want to get into a hot war with us either. It's like that Appleseed fella said, mutually assured destruction. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will. For man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my block.
All right, for the next 30 minutes, we're joined by Peter Schiff, President and Chief Global Strategist for Euro-Pacific Capital. Got a link up to that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Especially lately, he's been on TV, national, international TV, quite a bit over the years, but he really doesn't need any introduction these days. He's on television and mainline radio constantly because so many of his predictions have come true. He's also one of the chief advisors to Congressman Ron Paul when he was running for president. Ron Paul gets a lot of his financial advice from Peter Schiff. So I wanted to get Peter Schiff here on the show before we run out, before the year is over. Mr. Schiff, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
In the limited time we've got in this 30 minutes, let's get right into it. I mean, what we've seen with the banker takeover bill, they're given almost omnipotent power. And then the San Francisco Chronicle reports 2 weeks ago, $8.5 trillion is missing. Bloomberg is told that they won't, the Federal Reserve won't tell them where several trillion, $2 trillion of that has gone. And now we have the AFP reporting, the head of the private Spanish central bank saying world economic meltdown, total meltdown, worse than the Great Depression. We have the prime minister of Canada saying similar things. What's really happening here, and are these guys trying to cause a world depression?
Well, I don't think they're trying to. I think it's going to happen, although not necessarily worldwide. I certainly think there's going to be a inflationary depression in the United States. Hopefully the rest of the world will have the good sense not to follow us down that path, because it certainly, you know, it doesn't have to be. But, you know, I think it's interesting, too, you're talking about all the power is being ceded to the government, to the Federal Reserve, as if they didn't do enough damage with the powers that they already had. Because remember that the problem that we're facing right now is a result of government interference in the free market, government manipulation of interest rates, government attempts to artificially stimulate the economy by using monetary and fiscal policy, by interfering, by guaranteeing certain debts to encourage risk-taking in certain areas. I mean, we have been micromanaging the economy into this gigantic bubble that has now burst. And now what we're supposedly learned from all this is that we need even more government, that we need government doing even more than it did before. More decisions need to be turned over to government. More resources need to be allocated, more government. Government should be picking the winners and losers and reallocating wealth. And this is going to lead to a complete disaster, much greater than anything we're trying to deal with now.
So a completely controlled economy, and the mainstream media has really been involved in a huge hoax. I'd like you to speak to that, Mr. Schiff, saying that the free market did this, when really this was crony capitalism. This was groups of regulators and revolving doors between government and select brokerage firms and banks. Take the Madoff situation, where the SEC was told about what he was doing but didn't enforce the rules they had.
Yeah, look, this is certainly not a creature of capitalism. We would not be in this mess were we more of a capitalistic economy. It's only because a government was allowed to permeate into so much of our economy, particularly the Federal Reserve being the chief culprit there. None of this would have happened. The bubbles wouldn't have been inflated. And so there would be no deflation of a bubble had it never been inflated in the first place. And remember, what's happening right now, at least, you know, what the public perceives as being a problem, which is falling home prices, people losing their jobs, credit no longer flowing. None of this is the problem. This is all the consequence of the problem. The problem problem is all the reckless borrowing and spending in the years that preceded the collapse. And why did all that take place? That all took place because of the Federal Reserve, because of the monetary policy that it pursued that led to all this irresponsible borrowing, both on Wall Street to finance speculation and on Main Street to speculate, to finance consumption and speculation.
Mr. Schiff,
all these bad decisions are coming back to bite us.
You've got a great telephone. It's overdriving. Can you back off of it a bit?
Sure.
Fantastic. We're hearing you loud and clear, but it was just overdriving. Thank you. Specifically, though, we see hyperinflation in certain areas continuing, and we see trillions of dollars being issued out into the world economy just by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury here alone. And so there's talk of hyperinflation rearing its head in the next couple of years. So don't we really just have a depression within the real Main Street economy? But then when it goes into the Wall Street economy, that it's actually generating a competing force of inflation? And how do you see those two things playing out?
Well, I mean, all these problems are a consequence of inflation. The government has been too easy and has created too much money. For a while, the inflation, the cheap money went into stocks and it went into real estate and distorted the economy and distorted our decision-making process, our consumption and savings decisions. And the economy is way out of balance. But right now, as the market is trying to correct the imbalances brought about by all the inflation government created, they're creating even more inflation. And people don't understand how dangerous this inflation is going to be. It is going to show up in consumer prices almost exclusively and in commodity prices. Right now, the effect of all that inflation on prices is being hidden based on some of the shorter-term effects, downward pressures being put on prices, that are the result of deleveraging and bankruptcies and things like that. But these are short-term factors. The factors that are pushing prices down are temporary, and they will go away soon, whereas the factors that are going to be sending prices through the roof are simply gaining momentum as we speak.
How bad is this going to get?
Very, very bad. It's unfortunate because, you know, the worse it gets, the more the government is going to interfere to try to save us. And so the more the government interferes, the more they try to stimulate the economy, the more they try to revive it, the more they're going to stifle it. There's a fire, and the only way the government knows to put it out is with gasoline. And the bigger the fire grows, the more gasoline they throw on it. And they don't make the connection between the bigger fire and the gasoline because the only thing they know about a fire is throw gas on it. And so it's going to be a raging wildfire that's going to consume everything because the government is going to keep feeding it.
Well, don't the government bureaucrats also like the power they get by selectively handing out trillions
of
dollars?
So it's, you know, there's a reason for this, too. It's kind of a self-perpetuating loop where the government likes the idea that they need more power. And the worse the economy gets, the more they can justify the power grab, and the more likely citizens are to give up their rights and to give more power to government because they're convinced that the government's going to use that power benevolently for their benefit. But, of course, we all know that power corrupts, and when you give the government absolute power, it will corrupt absolutely.
Peter Schiff,
is basically what we're doing.
Peter Schiff, I mean, you've been very successful at investments, investing, you know, over $1 billion, you know, getting great returns for folks. Your predictions are what have been even more stunningly accurate out there. Where do you see the United States in 6 months, a year, 2 years? Give us a forecast of, you know, not where you'd like us to go or where different decisions of you or Ron Paul were running the Treasury, but where you think they're taking us.
Well, they're taking us in the wrong direction. I mean, what we need in this country is we need to address the root causes of these imbalances, our lack of savings. Why is it that we're not saving enough money? Well, interest rates are too low. They need to be much higher. People need to be rewarded for saving, and we need to make it expensive to borrow. We need to produce more. We need to make more stuff, not consume more stuff. And in order to do that, we need more capital. And again, we need more savings to get more capital, but we also need capital to be efficient, which means we need less regulations, right? We need fewer regulations, not more regulations. We need a smaller government because we're going to get more capital if we have lower taxes, but we can't get lower taxes unless we get a smaller government. But right now, everything we're doing, we're getting more regulation, bigger government, more expensive government, more onerous regulation. We're trying to force feed more credit into the American economy. We're keeping interest rates much too low. We're encouraging all of the wrong behavior, and we're punishing all the right behavior. We're bailing out companies that should be failing, that should be going bankrupt, and we're taxing or taking money away from the companies that are successful and that we need to expand. And we can't have a successful economy where you take all the free market forces and cage them, and instead resources are allocated, companies fail and succeed based on the whims of politicians. And, you know, it's not a function of, you know, how good you can do something, but who you know and what political connections you have. And that's not how to run an economy.
Well, let's take the case of Bernard Madoff. I mean, we've got this guy, where they're saying $50 to $100 billion. No one seems to know. Big banks involved with him. Big brokerage firms involved investing with him. And he's now claiming that he alone ran this whole scam, generated the spreadsheets, what was mailed out to investors that no one, including his sons, didn't know. Sounds like he's taken the fall for a bunch of other people.
Well, it sounds like he is. I mean, he's 70 years old. He probably figures, you know, how bad is a life sentence for him? I'm sure that other people knew. I just can't believe that he could have orchestrated the whole thing and not a single other person in his organization knew that these trades weren't being made, that the returns were phony. But, you know, the bigger issue here, and I think there's two issues. Number one is, theoretically, all of this happened under the watchful eye of the SEC and, to a lesser extent, FINRA, the companies that regulate broker-dealers and investment managers. And if they couldn't catch that, that's kind of ridiculous that they couldn't catch it. But I think that a lot of people, one of the reasons that so many people just kind of accepted that it was true is because they assumed that the government was regulating it all and assumed that government regulators were on the job protecting the fraud. And I think in general, government regulation does more harm than good for no other reason than it breeds complacency. I think the public, would have been a lot more skeptical of a Madoff had there been no SEC, had there been no FINRA, had people realized that there are dishonest people, they might have done a better job. The free market might have done a much better job of policing this than the government did.
Yeah,
I think the bigger lesson here is that Ponzi schemes don't work, and they don't work when a private citizen tries it, but they also don't work when the government does it, which means Social Security is going to meet the same fate.
That was my next point.
Madoff.
That was my next point. But instead, the Ponzi scheme's gotten so big with, you know, thousands of quadrillions or whatever globally, that when does that Ponzi scheme come due? Seeing the Ponzi scheme fall?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, first of all, remember, there's a lot of naturally occurring Ponzi schemes in the market. The housing bubble was a Ponzi scheme. The stock market bubble was a Ponzi scheme.
Oil.
The whole idea is that you have a greater fool. The investment returns not come from the investment, but from cashing out to a greater fool. That's all Ponzi dynamic. Think about the way the United States operates its budget. We borrow money forever. The national debt always gets bigger. It never gets smaller. Whenever the debts mature, we have to go borrow more money to pay it off.
But the final equation
is, an interest payment, we have to go deeper into debt.
But in the final equation, that's what Dick Cheney says. He says, we have the nukes, and we can nuke the whole planet. You know, he said that Sunday on Fox News.
And he did?
He said the president is all powerful. You can't question the president's power. After all, he's got the nuclear football.
So what does he mean by that? That if people don't want to buy our bonds, we're going to nuke them?
I don't know what that means. Every time he gives a speech now or talks, he just says the president's above the law. No one can question him. I can play you the clip if you want to hear it. The point is,
that's just nonsense, and it's very frightening that somebody is even saying that, and that we're just allowing it.
But I mean, I think that's the delusional megalomania. And I mean, now Obama's coming in promising to give people millions of jobs and more taxes.
I like the way he changed his mind. He said, you know, he's changing. He's not going to do 2 million jobs, but 3 million jobs. So why not 5 million jobs? Why not 10 million jobs? I mean, like he can just create jobs to however many he decides. That's how many he's going to create.
Mr. Schiff, he's not stupid. He may not be as smart as an economist or investor as you are, but they know that raising taxes is going to hurt the economy.
Well, they're not even planning on raising, except they might raise taxes on employers, you know. But, you know, they're not talking about big tax hike increases. They're just talking about printing money. See, the problem is they think that printing money and spending it is as good as actually earning it. Or, you know, that wealth can come from a printing press. And they don't understand how legitimate wealth is created. They don't understand.
So where is this going? I mean, how bad? I mean, you say it's going to get very bad. What is very bad? You know, 24 months from now, what's the United States
very
look like?
Bad is very bad is runaway inflation. Very bad is shortages of basic goods, of food and energy products that we now take for granted, becoming prohibitively expensive and hard to come by because of government in price controls, because of distribution problems. What we're looking at is sky-high interest rates for everybody but the government. The only people that are going to be able to borrow is going to be the government, and all they're going to be able to do is give us money that doesn't buy anything. I mean, we're talking about a situation where instead of worrying about you know, Mexicans coming across the border, we're going to be worrying about Americans going in the other direction.
Well, that's already happening with a lot of wealthy people that see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, but wait till it's not just wealthy people. Wait till it's young people who are looking for opportunities and know they don't find any here because the government has stifled them all.
Well, that's my next issue.
When people that immigrated, that you know, second-generation Americans start, you know, going back to their home country, you know, where their parents came from, because there's more opportunities outside the United States than within. That's where we're headed.
Because the bureaucrats, like a horde of locusts, came to the United States and basically ate it down to the bone. I want to come back and talk about solutions, way to avert this, if it can be averted, or ways to individually protect ourselves in a final short segment with Peter Schiff. And we'll tell you about his website and more of the information he has, also his radio show that he does. But speaking of government solutions, you know they've announced 20,000 battle-hardened troops for Homeland Security for North America under NORTHCOM. The Army War College now says they are preparing to engage militarily the American people. The people try to remove the government in Washington in the spirit of 1776, that the military will engage us. Where do you see that going?
Excuse me, what did you say again? I thought I was going to a break.
No, I mean, we're going to go to break and then we're going to come back. But I was asking you briefly, you've heard about the plan, well, they're already doing it, to put 20,000 U.S. troops on the streets to engage the American people?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Really? You haven't heard about that?
No. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, ultimately, as I said, I've been forecasting that there would be civil unrest and rioting in response to, you know, government-created shortages and lack of opportunity. You know, a lot of people are going to be losing their jobs in the next several years, and because of government policy, they're not going to find new jobs. And I think unemployed people who are hungry get very frustrated. And I thought maybe the government knows that this is going to happen. They're trying to get the troops in advance, on the streets in advance.
But, I mean, they've been quietly setting this up for decades, but now they announce NORTHCOM, Homeland Security is for the American people. That's quite a totalitarian shift, isn't it?
Yep, and it's a shift in the wrong direction, and we're headed there fast.
Okay, sir, there's several websites. Which one should we plug here on air?
Well, my website, www.europac.net.
Yep, europac.net. Peter Schiff is our guest. We'll put his website up on screen right now at prisonplanet.tv. Final segment with him straight ahead with some solutions. Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
The Little Book of Bold Moves in Bear Markets is his latest bestseller. Jim Rogers calls it a must-read book. Ron Paul says everybody needs to read it. Anyone wishing to know why the economy is in trouble should read this book. So you can check those out simply by Googling Peter Schiff or go to his website we have up on screen right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget my websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Okay, in the 4 minutes we have left with you, if we could fix government, what would be the good moves there to fix this? But obviously that's not going to happen. Secondarily, what can we do individually from your educated opinion, sir?
Well, individually is about the only thing we can do. I mean, we could try to influence the politicians, but it doesn't look like that's going to work. I mean, they've got us on this course. They're going to drive this bus right over the edge of a cliff. And, you know, we can try to scream and get them to change course, but the bottom line is we're probably going to go over that cliff. So the best thing that we can do is try to get off the bus ourselves. And that's what I'm helping people do with their investments, with trying to understand that it's the dollar that's going to be the big casualty here, the value of our money. And that if people want to protect their wealth, if they don't want to be stuck footing the bill for all the bailouts and all the stimulus packages, they need to get their money out of U.S. assets. They need to be out of dollars completely, out of U.S. currency. That means out of money markets, CDs, bonds. If you can, out of U.S. real estate, I think out of most U.S. stocks. And move your money abroad. I mean, be in foreign currencies, be in foreign government bonds, corporate bonds, foreign stocks around the world, owning assets that earn their revenues and pay their dividends.
And what about gold and silver?
And certainly owning precious metals, owning gold, owning silver, having some physical gold in your possession, having more gold outside the United States, where it might be even safer, investing in mining companies. I mean, people have to understand and plan for what's going to happen. As bad as it's going to be, we can at least plan for it. We can at least try to minimize the impact on our own lives and our own finances, although in many respects, you know, the way it's going to play out in our personal lives may way overshadow any success we might have.
I was about to say, I mean, crime is already exploding. How bad do you think it's going to get?
Well, look, I certainly think it's going to get worse as economic conditions worsen. And I don't think we're a civilized society. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't think we're as civil as our grandparents were during the 1930s.
No,
and
I think you're right.
That the type of hardship that we're going to have is going to be greeted the way it was. I think we have an entire generation of dependency in this country of people who think they're entitled to something.
Well, sir, I think it's worse than that.
are going to react very differently than the way our grandparents did.
I think it's worse than that. I mean, I agree with you. If 90% of our 4 bears were agrarian, and now we're 90% urban, even if they were nice people socially, how are they going to feed themselves?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's, as I said, it's going to be difficult, and it's already amazing in a nation that's supposedly so abundant, right? When it comes to food, you know, 90% of our seafood is imported. You know, I mean, it's crazy. We have all these oceans, two oceans. We have all these lakes, yet we import 90% of our fish.
Well, in closing,
now, when the dollar collapses and that fish isn't coming in, you know, it's not going to be there. And it's not, you know, it's not like we got a bunch of boats and fishermen ready to go, you know, to pick up the slack.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, I mean, take global warming in closing. Even if you believe that, that our breath, you know, our breathing and our cars and cow flatulence is killing the earth, moving everything to China and India where they have no standards is going to boost the level of those gases. So it's the same thing. Government is literally killing our economy.
Well, that's it. I mean, what we've got to do is kill government before it kills us. They're like a cancer. And, you know, the cancer keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're feeding the cancer as opposed to trying to fight it off.
All right. Have a great Christmas and have a great New Year. And I look forward to talking to you coming up next year as this unfolds. Thank you so much, Peter Schiff. Fire out the website one more time.
It's www.europac.net.
All right. Take care. I'm Alex Jones. My website's InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have April Gallup's lawyer, Bill Veal, on the line with us. Our listeners, 5-6 months ago, raised money with April Gallup here on the show to be able to file suit against George Bush and Dick Cheney for the 9/11 attacks. In this lawsuit, they're going to get discovery unless they declare national security, which should be very, very interesting. That should be revealing in and of itself. The ex-GI plaintiff alleges she has been denied government support since then because she raised painful questions about the inexplainable failure of military defense at the Pentagon that day. The suit charges that Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Myers conducted a conspiracy to facilitate the attacks and alleges that other unnamed individuals had foreknowledge. She was there smelling the explosives. She was right in the zone where the supposed aircraft hit, you know, cutting cleanly through the walls. No airplane wreckage found. And then they showed up at the hospital telling her what she did see and basically threatening her. That's when she started asking questions. She brought her baby to work that day, which she'd been authorized to do. They were then claiming that, you know, she shouldn't have done that, as if she could go into the building without them knowing she had her baby. Just an amazing story with April Gallup. And so I wanted to get her lawyer on to first recap what happened to her and then why he's chosen to take this case and where the case is going. This is a landmark, obviously landmark case in its importance. And if it goes anywhere, extremely important, historical. So thanks for coming on, sir.
No, you bet.
Short segment now. Just recap what happened to April, why she's suing, and then let's get into the details of the suit itself.
Well, you know, she was, it was her first day back from maternity leave, and she showed up at the Pentagon, and she was going to take her kid to daycare, and they said, no, we want you to go in there and finish up some job that had to be done at the computer. And they say you can take your kid to daycare if you get finished that. So she went in and basically sat down and turned the computer on, and you know, the place just blew up. There were enormous explosions, and she was knocked unconscious and came to after some period of time that she really doesn't know how long that was, and managed to gather herself and her child, 2 months old, up, and she and other people who were in a similar position managed to struggle out through the dust and the smoke and what fire there was. There wouldn't have that much fire at that point, and you know, stepping over, you know, all kinds of debris and probably people.
All that jet fuel and hardly any fire.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, there were fires coming out of the computers that she remembers, but what she, her primary focus and her memory of getting out of there was just through smoke and dust. And then she saw a light, and people were kind of helping her, and she struggled out onto the lawn there. She stepped over the last barrier of the wall and basically collapsed out on the lawn there. And next thing she knew, she was in the hospital. I mean, it's just a horrendous moment of anybody's life. But she is an inspiring character in so many ways. And, you know, you just can't let her be courageous by herself. That she inspires you in that way. And so the only people with the ability to find justice under these circumstances are lawyers. And I happen to be one. So,
well, Bill, that was the next thing I was going to say to Bill Veal here. You are courageous. You have a lot of courage. They clearly, a lot of evidence shows they just whacked a guy, you know, involved with Karl Rove for exposing some things. And we know they kill people every day. You know, they kill 3,000 on 9/11, so they'll stoop to anything. So we'll be praying for you here. And when we come back, specifically why you decided to take the case, what her standing is, and what it's alleging, where this is going. I mean, imagine, folks, we have a plaintiff who clearly has the standing because she was a victim of the attack, and they are going forward with a suit. We'll tell you exactly why when we get back with our guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.net. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and our guest is attorney Bill Veal. Bill, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're involved in 9/11 Truth, specifically why you've decided to take this on. And then let's get into the suit itself, because it is bringing out a lot of really powerful information.
I did 30-some years as a public defender. I retired as chief assistant in Contra Costa County a couple of years ago. And at that point, I was pretty much like normal, average Americans, unbelieving, and I didn't have any particular suspicions about 9/11. And, a colleague of mine threw a book at me one day, and I started reading, and, I was inspired by, at the time, I was inspired by the enormity of the atrocity that had taken place, no matter who did it. But after you do the reading and you do the research and you learn about what went on, then you become inspired by the just stunning, breathtaking, colossal sense of the nature of the crime itself and the overwhelming arrogance of the people who were engaged in it, the most powerful people in the world, and their thought that they could get away, basically, with what they did.
Well, they think they can get away. They think they can get away with stealing $8.5 trillion with the banker takeover. I mean, arrogance. Who would think they would write up memos saying we can torture children in front of their parents, and then being questioned about it and saying yes, the president has that power? But I'm sorry, I interrupt. Go ahead.
Well, so I'm inspired by the enormity of the crime. I'm inspired by their arrogance, and I'm inspired by the courage of April Gallup. And so I decided that if nobody else was going to do it, I mean, in a perfect world, for God's sake, there would have been some U.S. attorney someplace who would have said, gee whiz, this is, smells a little funny to me. I think maybe we ought to look into it. And they would have sent out some investigators. And, you don't have to look that hard to find something to latch on to that leads you to another place, that leads you to another place. And then you if you keep your eyes open and your ears open, you learn what's went on here. This is not hard. This is not really a close case. And so, there, you would have thought there would have been somebody in along those lines, some in law enforcement person in this country, a lawyer who would have taken on the job, but that didn't happen, so it's left to the private citizens. And there I am, and I've got a friend who is a veteran civil rights lawyer, Dennis Cunningham, and the two of us decided that this was something that had to be done.
Dennis Cunningham has signed his name onto this declaration against tyranny as well. Reading from the suit itself, by helping the attack succeed, defendants and their cohorts created a basis for the seizure of extraordinary power, a pretext for launching the so-called global war on terror, in the guise of which they were free to pursue plans for military conquest, full spectrum dominance, and American supremacy around the world, as they have done, reads the lawsuit. And so you go into motive, everything. Walk us through the basics of the suit and what her standing is and where you think this will go, what courts it's going to be heard in.
Yeah, well, you know, April was, she was hurt. It's as simple as that. If, you know, if you assault somebody, they have a cause of action against you. So that's, we're playing this on the simplest and most basic level. She was hurt by these people, and so she has standing to sue. The Congress of the United States decided very shortly after 9/11, with very little thought, as far as I can see, that everything, every claim that there would be made, that would be made throughout the country, that had anything to do with 9/11 would have the jurisdiction for that claim would be in the Southern District of New York in the federal courts. So that's where we filed the lawsuit, and we believe that you know, it's going to be a large, you know, hard fight here because these guys have got power that pretty hard to really conceive of. But anyway, so we make the claim that there was a conspiracy. It included the, you know, the highest people in the government, the Cheney, Rumsfeld, Myers, and lots of other people too that we did not name. We named them as John Does, as you do in federal court. And we believe that they got together and decided that this was a moment that was required by American history, that a sleeping nation basically needed to be awakened from its torpor and made to understand the dangers of the 21st century and how, you know, we needed to project our power around the world so that, you know, we could run things as we're required by, you know, those who know best, those who have the power in this country. So, they left enough evidence behind that we could see what they had done. We don't know the precise mechanisms in many instances, but we don't have to. And so
that's right. We know the official story has been a disproven fairy tale hoax, a fraud, a sham, a giant cockamamie fraud. And this has to be done. Now, specifically, did you guys file the suit right as Bush is leaving office, hoping that during the transition, someone in the establishment might not be able to block or slow the suit down as fast as they might have been able to?
No. If this is a matter of it's taken us this long to get it together to the point where we thought we were comfortable to go ahead with it. It's an enormous amount of work, and we had a lot of research to do. There's, you know, an enormous amount of material that's been written, and we had to get on top of as much of it as we could in order to have the lawsuit make sense and then make claims that we thought we could back up, and that's what we've done. And so, you know, we filed it when we got it ready, and as soon as we could do it, and there was no particular hope that I don't think things are going to change that much, you know, with the new administration.
No, I agree with you, ma'am. I was just saying.
I mean, you know, people with different attitudes will be in positions where they could affect things, but those people have been in a position to speak out long before this, and nothing's been said. So
I agree. I mean, if there was any questions about Obama, all of his appointments should leave, and his announcements should leave. No questions about where he is going.
I would disagree with you there. I've got great hope, as a matter of fact, for him in many respects. But I think that this is simply an issue that is too big for anybody with that kind of access to speak on at this point. Maybe at some point or another, you know, it'll be put in a position where they will have to say something. That's kind of what we're doing.
But, I mean, listen, you're a smart guy, Mr. Veal. Look, you've got... I mean, seriously, you've got over, I mean, you can figure out 9/11, you can figure this out. You've got Bush setting up the military to police the American people, and then Obama is cheerleading it, ready to get all this new power, and he's keeping Gates in. I mean, they are passing the baton. They are in unison like it's an Olympic relay team here.
Well, you know, I think, you know, your points are well taken, and I'm a hopeful person. I filed this lawsuit because I'm a hopeful person, and I'm going to wait and let those people who have attained power disappoint me. And,
how do you see them? How do you see them?
I'm going to maintain my hope.
Sure. How do you see them coming at you or trying to block it?
Oh, I don't think... You know, they've got, they don't, these people don't have lawyers. They have law firms. It's going to be enormous.
How you go after them for covering up the attack. And that's one of the points in the suit. This is a very detailed suit. Please continue.
The important thing about this, it's not the most important thing, but one of the reasons why we're in a position that we are is the cover-up basically was conceived before the crime was conceived.
That's
almost.
Right.
Everything had to be done with the thought that, okay, there is going to be at some point or another somebody looking in this direction,
that's
so
right.
We need to misdirect you at that point. And then they make you look over here, and they misdirect you at that point.
Exactly. The cover-up is the evidence of the crime. I mean, I would say, admission A, or the piece of evidence being brought in A, is that 2 months before, they changed the shoot-down powers from the generals and admirals or their designates to only Dick Cheney or Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. I mean, that was the first time since 57 they'd done that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, well, if you look at the some of the stuff that's come out, in the investigation's been done by, normal people who are not in the business of doing these kinds of investigations have produced enormous effect. The pilots who managed to get the NTSB flight simulation data, the black box data, and it is, conflicts on a very basic level with that produced by the 9/11 Commission. So we have these two entities of the United States government disagreeing with each other about where the airplane went. And the evidence that they gave us from the NTSB to the pilots, through the pilots for 9/11 Truth, shows that the airplane that was flying there was too high to hit the building.
That's right.
There are all kinds. In each place you look, there is...
Yeah, the key here is there's many official stories. There's many official fables, and by doing this suit, you're going to get that, or hopefully get that discovery.
Well, that will be the point. We're going to be telling the judge that we have said enough here to say, okay, now we begin the lawsuit. Now we begin the fact-finding process. And that gives us subpoena power. We get to say, okay, let's have these people come in, sit down, and we'll take their depositions and see what they have to say. When Norman Mineta was testifying before the 9/11 Commission...
Stay there. One more segment with us. Our guest is Attorney Bill Veal. A lot of courage to be doing what he's doing.
IonicZone.com has the best prices on commercial shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. But did you know IonicZone.com also sells a water ozonator that's a must-have for anyone interested in good health? It's true. The IonicZone Digital Water Ozonator features an air intake and can be fed dry air through the supplied air dryer or pure oxygen via an oxygen tank. Ozone-fortified water can be used to kill bacteria, sanitize food, produce, and eliminates bacteria in the mouth by gargling, which helps prevent bad breath and even heart disease. The optional ozone bidet attachment is used for personal hygiene, which can kill the bacteria down below that can lead to irritation. It's amazing what 3 atoms of oxygen can do. Call Ionic Zone today at 1-800-549-9535. That's 1-800-549-9535. Or visit them on the web at IonicZone.com. That's IonicZone.com today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 29th, 2008. Gold opened at $876.20. The 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $901.88, $450.94 for the half ounce, and $225.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $901.88, $450.94, and $225.47.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
During the break, did you know that Peter Schiff's father is Irwin Schiff, who I've interviewed many times? He's one of the few people in U.S. history to be in prison for writing a book. That's what he's in jail for right now. They told him like 3 or 4 years ago, they said, don't publish that anymore. He did, and they put him in jail for a long time. Yeah, there's all sorts of dangerous things happening. Our guest will be with us until about 45 after. Then I'm going to hit some other news, recap it, and take some of your phone calls for those of you that have been holding. I know a New Jersey cop who actually had architects and engineers founder Gage into town has been holding for a while. I apologize to those folks having to hold, but I have had all these guests on. This is a short segment, and we got one more with our guest. I want to finish up with Bill Veal. Yeah, let's go through the key points. I mean, the bullet points. We wrote a story at PrisonPlanet.com titled Career Army Officer Sues Cheney Rumsfeld for 9/11 Complicity. But at the end of the article, we post your suit. And everybody should go read this because it reads as a who's who of the evidence of an inside job. And they're going to have a hard time rejecting this. But if they do, where do you go from there?
You go from there after you lost, you mean?
Well, I mean, you'd appeal it, right?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, we expect, frankly, to be in the appellate courts. I mean, I'm sorry to have that kind of a negative view, but, you know, the history is that these people of power are able to manipulate things in such a way that, you know, they get to run out the string for as long as anybody can imagine in the appellate courts. And so I expect that they will find some argument that they can make, that the judge will say, okay, well, I think that's right. And then we will have to appeal that judgment. And, that's what we'll do. We'll take it wherever we have to take it. And each time a judge rules against us, it'll be an opportunity for the media in this country to see whether or not there's duplicity going on here, whether people being honest about themselves. And if the judge rules in a dishonest way, then, yeah, that's a time for everybody, you know, to watch the unmasking that's going on. I think that our facts are unassailable, and we've got the law. I think that the judge is going to have a very hard time saying, "Oh no, this isn't a lawsuit." I think they're going to have a very hard time doing that. But if they do, we'll pursue them.
One area in your suit that I may have missed, it may be in there, but I didn't see it, is a predisposition or a history. They admit the USS Liberty was staged now. They admit the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. They admit Operation Ajax with Iran was staged. Over 200 declassified admitted examples of the U.S. government staging terror attacks against its own installations or against friends who they then want to, sick on their enemies. So with this long history of false flag terror, don't you think that's an important piece of evidence that the people we're charging with this have done this over and over again?
It's extremely important. It's not the kind of thing that we needed to put in the complaint because the history by itself is not going to be enough to get you over. But when the time comes for the trial, boy, the history is going to be really important there, because what we have, one of the large problems that we have in this situation is, you know, there's been this fortress of denial erected by each of us, each human being.
Fortress of denial. I'm going to steal that term.
It's an enormous fortress. It's strong, and you can't really get there. You can't fight against it in a massive way. You have to kind of chip around. And one of the things that seems to me that's helpful trying to besiege that fortress is by alerting people to the fact of the false flag operation and its history and our history with it. There are countless examples, not countless, but they are many examples, important examples of beginning wars with the false flag. And the idea that the United States is somehow, you know, is above that or something, or different from other nations and wouldn't use that sort of strategy is just preposterous. And so the people of the United States need to think, okay, well, wait a minute, what is about us? What is it about our history in the last 70 years, just for example, that means that we are incapable of these things? And when you start to ask those questions, then the answer is there is nothing about us that makes us incapable.
And then you have motive, and then you have the people running things. This is one of their favorite tools. I bet you're going to try to bring Northwoods into the trial.
Well, I would think so. I mean, it's right there in black and white, Northwood, you know. But if you ask me, can you imagine, for example, the Soviet Union or Russia?
Hold on, stay there. Final segment. Stay there, Bill. We'll be right back to you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection,
the
Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for that last-minute Christmas gift this holiday season, why not give the gift of information warfare at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're live several hours a day now. You're here from our radio / TV studios. All 20-plus of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of local TV programs I've done, now international, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your support makes what we do here possible. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership for $5.95 or get a yearly membership until Christmas and get 5-plus months free. Check it out at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you want hard copies of any of my films, super high-quality DVD, Endgame, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, Final Cut, Loose Change Second Cut, it's all available. The Money Masters, hundreds of great titles at Infowars.com. You can go there and order them via the Safe Secure Online Video and Bookstore, shopping cart, or call toll-free to get hard copies at 888-253-3139. And regardless of what you do, whether it's PrisonPlanet.tv or buying the DVDs directly from us, make copies, get them out to people. That's right. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can burn copies of all the films and books and material to disc and hand them out to people. And folks are very receptive right now. That's how Bill Veith woke up, was somebody giving him a book about 9/11 being an inside job. I was aware of the history. That's why I was warning about the attacks on the World Trade Center, because I knew the feds had bombed it unsuccessfully in 93. That's why I was on air saying, call the White House, tell Bush, don't blow up the World Trade Center 2 months before it happened. Years before it happened, I was saying they're going to stage large terror attacks, but we could see the preparation for what was happening there. Bill, before we finish up with you, and hopefully you and April back on in the near future as this unfolds, fire out your website or a P.O. box for anybody that wants to financially support with the suit against George Bush and Dick Cheney for carrying out or aiding in the crimes of 9/11.
Well, I can be contacted at the Center for 9/11 Justice at gmail.com, and I'd be glad to contact to discuss it or talk to anybody about how they can support us. But if anybody wanted to send some money, I mean, be honest to God, this is going to be an enormous enterprise, and it's going to be carried out thanks to, you know, just normal citizens sending $5, $50, whatever they can do. And the address is 2033 North Main Street, Walnut Creek, California, 94596. That's the address, and we'll take anything that anybody can give us, because this is going to be a fight.
Give that address out one more time.
Yeah, 2033 North Main Street, Walnut Creek, California, 94596.
All right. In fact, guys, if I give you that address again, can my TV crew get that up on screen? Give that address out one more time.
Okay. 2033 North Main Street, Walnut Creek, California, 94596.
And address those checks to who?
Well, just to the Center for 9/11 Justice.
Say that again?
Center for for 9/11 Justice.
Center for 9/11 Justice, and the website's Center for 9/11 Justice at.
Well, there is no. We're lawyers, and we're not. We haven't gotten as far as the website yet.
I understand. Uh-huh. Give your email out again.
The email address is Center for 9/11 Justice. @gmail.com.
All right. Well, people ask me for solutions all day. All I can do is have every courageous, good group on that's fighting tyranny on 100, you know, different subjects a week. And this is one of the most important I can think of. And I want to thank the listeners for previously supporting you guys and for them doing it now. And I hope that they will. We'll put that up on screen. We've only got about 6-7 minutes left with you, sir, and I appreciate your time. Recapping and then getting into more key areas of the case, I also interrupted you when you were getting up to the part of people can't believe our government would do this, though it just came out that they killed General Patton, as we already knew, but now it's declassified, because he wanted to get our troops out of a Soviet gulag that they'd taken from the Germans. So, oh, you want to get 12,000 U.S. troops away from the Soviets? Well, U.S. troops will just kill you. So, I mean, people need to come to grips with the military mind, the mind of the elite we have. Please continue.
Well, I just think if you turn it around a little bit and you say, all right, you talk to the normal citizen, do you think that the Soviet Union or Russia now is capable of, for example, bombing apartment buildings and claiming that it's Chechen rebels who are doing it? Do you think that they're capable of that? Most people would say, well, certainly. Those sorts of people do that kind of thing all the time. What about the Japanese in 1931 at the Mukden Bridge? Are they capable of massacring their own troops and then claiming it was the Chinese who did it? Well, I would say certainly. I think that's quite possible, those kind of people, other people, not the United States. Well, think about it. What really does differentiate us from other countries? Why are we incapable of that kind of look at the history, and it turns out we've been using that technique plenty of times to start various things, or if we didn't do it ourselves, we managed to implement a propaganda exercise, which in essence claimed that somebody else had done.
Yeah, one of their favorites is to hire a proxy group to do it. And then how to frame patsies is also included in things like Northwoods. What are some of the other areas you're going into in the suit?
Well,
and what is the suit seeking?
Well, the suit will seek damages for pain and suffering and all that sort of thing, but punitive damages. This is going to be an opportunity, if we get to trial, which I hope we will, for the American people to literally to say, okay, what is the penalty for something like this? And then they can, you know, the only thing that you can do is put zeros up. But that's basically where we are. Since nobody in the justice system decided these people needed to be investigated on a criminal basis, it's been left to the civil law. And so we brought the suit and alleged that they've committed these crimes through a conspiracy. We're talking about Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Myers.
Now, this is a common law conspiracy to cause death and great bodily harm, and certainly hurt her and her child and a lot of other people, killed some folks as well.
Well, it's all right, but it's also a civil rights action for, you know, denial of civil rights, and it's also, you know, a claim that they have retaliated against her for opening her mouth about what she saw and what she knew. And so these are various causes of action under the common law, indeed, and under the Bivens case, which is the famous federal civil rights case. We have said you have denied her federal civil rights, and so therefore you deserve justice. She deserves justice, and you have to pay for her denial of those rights, the denial of her rights. So that's how you put it when the time comes. But we will be, you know, making the arguments in court. And the wonderful thing about this case, if there is anything wonderful about it, is the fact that there is. It's across this enormous panoply of evidence. We have every single kind of evidence that that exists.
It's incredible. Well, people always say something this big, they would be caught doing it. They do get caught. It's just they've always controlled the mainstream media, so they keep that information from getting out of the public.
Well, they control the media, and that's extremely important. Obviously, we wouldn't be anywhere near where we are today if it weren't for the complicity, either knowing or unwitting complicity, of the media. I think the most stunning example of that Jim Dwyer of the New York Times was the person who, on behalf of the New York Times, sued the state of New York and the city of New York to get the firefighters' stories, you know, from that day, and wrote in an email to me when we were having correspondence, saying there's nothing from a personal, there's no human evidence, there's no human testimony that supports the idea of controlled demolition, for example, the Twin Towers or...
And then all over the tapes, it's there.
But, you know, what is the level of denial that can exist that allows a person who actually goes to the extent of filing a lawsuit, gets them the 500 stories of the firefighters and the EMTs, which include 100 and some examples of people talking about the explosions that went off in those buildings? How do you get to say that doesn't exist? So, you know, I don't know, frankly. It's a fascinating subject to plumb the depths of the denial that goes on here and to ask people the question whether or not they're actually acting honestly.
Listen, there are people in denial that the Federal Reserve is private. There are people in denial that they've stolen $8.5 trillion, and that's what we know of. The number's growing. People are in denial. Neocons on the radio still say that WMDs were found in Iraq. So there is a religion of denial. Sir, I want to get you back up in the near future as this develops and as this unfolds and to get more into this landmark case. Bill, thank you so much for the time you've spent with us today.
And, sir, thank you for your work. I appreciate it.
You bet. You know, in the new year or as this progresses, one last question. Specifically, I mean, I have the filings here. This is going into court where?
Well, it's in the Southern District of New York. The federal court in the Southern District of New York.
Okay, and how long until we get some answers on this?
Okay. Who knows? It's going to be months anyway.
All right, well, we'll watch this as it develops. Is April Gallup excited that you took her case and are doing this?
Well, nobody's excited about this, but she's a courageous woman. It's just an inspiration, frankly, to know her.
Well, I mean, by excited, I mean when you almost fly off a cliff in a car, it's exciting.
You make a good point, sir.
I mean, is she fired up though?
She's a soldier and she wants this done. That's right. I mean, she's excited would be a word that you could use, but she's made the decision. We're going forward here, and let's do it.
I think the right word is she's committed.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
Well, we appreciate your commitment, Bill. I can't imagine how much work and time and energy and also the courage it takes, Bill Veal, for you to do this, and your colleague, the other lawyer that's involved. But our prayers go out to you.
Dennis Cunningham, yes. Thank you.
Yes,
I appreciate it.
So, vaya con Dios.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Take care. Good to talk to you. On a lighter note, I'm going to come back and take a few final calls in the last segment. But on a lighter note, we have some really serious world news. World faces total financial meltdown, the bank head of the private bank in Spain has to say. And we have the Madoff guy stealing more than $100 billion and saying he did it all alone. This is par for the course in Wall Street. How do we protect ourselves from the bankers in uncertain times? With our little leprechaun, Ted Anderson, and here is his theme song. Absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Now the Swedish leprechaun. He's an exchange student from the Emerald Isle. the Swedish leprechaun, Ted Anderson, 30 years in the gold and silver business, joins us. Ted, good to have you here popping in with us on the 22nd of December, 2008.
Hey, it's a great day to be here, too, Alex. Of course, you know, the auto manufacturer, I can't even think of it. Toyota.
Do you like your little intro song?
Yeah, I like that. That's cute. I was laughing. That's why I can't think of Toyota, of course, posting billion-dollar losses. First time since they've been in business that they've had to post losses on their auto sales. I mean, the market is really turning out.
I bet they want to know where to go, Dad.
Yeah,
You know, we just had Peter Schiff on talking about how people need gold and silver, and he's not a gold or silver broker. And, you know, talking about total depression, total collapse. I had Gerald Celente on. I mean, I've got bank heads, prime ministers saying this. People have to get out of dollars, and they have to get out of them now. And the reason we've got you here today, Ted, is so people can protect themselves from Wall Street run by a bunch of Madoffs who will and have stolen your pension funds dry. People need to convert a large portion into silver or gold. They need to get a good place to physically hold it. Who do you trust? Trust yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, to physically hold it. And Ted bought gold a week and a half ago when it was 770. It's 850 something today. It's up today. Move now. Buy it at 770 because Ted bought it early. He's almost sold out of that new position. Remember when it was 700 and it was 820 and Ted was selling it from 700 levels. Now it's 770, you know, that he bought it at, and it's 850. Don't wait again while it goes up and up and up. Use it as a buying opportunity. Ted, tell people how they protect themselves from Madoff.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they should take gold and they should get it in their own physical position, in their own physical possession. I mean, when it comes down to the point where if you're hungry, you don't want a pitcher of a can of beans, you want the beans on the table. And that's the same thing with the gold. When the economy fails, everything falls apart, you don't want to have your gold stored at some brokerage firm in New York City or wherever. You want it in your hands. And that's why I suggest that you look.
Does a leprechaun have it in his hand or in a foreign bank?
Yeah, no, they don't have it in foreign banks, I'm sure. But I can tell you right now.
He got the gold in his hand.
Yeah, you better believe it. But if you want to protect yourself from the kind of economy that we're facing right now, you do not want to have your gold stored at some place or buy some shares or some stock, anything like that. You need to have it physically in your position. And so in your possession. And right now, like you said, Alex, 203 for the francs, that's the same price. That's the same price that I was offering them when gold was down there at the price of 770. So the gold prices have gone up. They're up again today. British sovereigns, like I said, on those British sovereigns, I've been getting them out of Belgium. And at first, everything was circulated that I was getting. Now I'm getting brand new coins. They're obviously dipping into the reserves that are new. They want to get rid of their junk first, and now they're getting rid of their good stuff. You know, the British sovereigns.
Not as if gold coins are junk. That's a term in industry for circulated.
Yeah.
I've got up on PrisonPlanet.tv, MidasResources.com, with the number 800-686-2237. Now, Ted, at that 770 price, you've got what? The British sovereigns, the francs, the European francs. Are those uncirculated as well?
Yeah, well, the European francs are coming in. A lot of them are uncirculated, but the British sovereigns.
Okay, so super deal there. What else do you have at the 770 level?
Well, that British sovereign at 252. I also have silver right now. Silver Walking Liberty halves at 840. Now, mind you, silver is at $11 an ounce, and it was at $9. That's a $2 increase, and I still have the.
And
the,
plus, there's a huge premium on all gold and silver out there. Instead of paying a premium to get it because everybody's buying it up, you're paying below what the market is because Ted buys when it's low and then is selling it right now while it's high and passing all those savings on to you. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, for sure till midnight, and I'm watching the market too, and I got to see how many people are going to be ordering, but I do order supply when the prices dip. And, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to watch what's going on in this economy.
But you are running out of the 770 position?
You bet. That's starting to sell out. We sold an awful lot of it last week.
Hold on, Ted.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You know, there was a lot of stuff I meant to get to in the show. We ran out of time today. One of them was, I knew in California they threw out most of the red light cameras because there wasn't a police officer riding the ticket, which is a citation that he has to swear to. Instead, it was Lockheed Martin in the case of San Diego, so it was thrown out. And in Texas and most other states, you have to be registered as a private detective if you're gathering data for the state, and there's a bunch of special licenses for that. In Texas, from Dallas to Austin, they've raised hundreds of millions of dollars with these illegal red light cameras. And when the Texas Supreme Court and others said, you can't do this anymore, this is illegal, Austin, of all the cities, said, we don't care if it breaks the law, we're keeping them all there. I mean, it's just the government is out of control. And I want to take one final call, who's been holding the longest here in just a moment, John in New Jersey. But before we do that, Ted Anderson, when everything's going to hell in a handbasket and you can't trust the system, you need gold, you need silver, you need firearms, you need guts, you need God, you need water filters. You need to be self-sufficient. That's a great deal on gold and silver. People aren't going to find a better deal. I can't explain to them that you buy gold, you know, at the 770 level. It's 850 plus right now. They'd be crazy to not take advantage of this deal. Don't they understand there's huge premiums everywhere else? Most places can't even get gold and silver, but you can.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the premiums are going up like crazy, and that's why I try to buy at the lower prices. When the gold and silver shoots up, it gives the customers, the listeners a break, a chance to buy it at a better price. If I go back in the marketplace and just try to repurchase what I'm offering for you today, that, you know, it's going to be $20-$30 higher a coin. I mean, that's how much it's gone up, and it'll happen like that anyways, because I mean, with Toyota melting down and all of Detroit being shut down.
Bottom line, don't trust in the government. They want you dependent. Do the opposite. Become independent. People say, well, why gold or silver? Because that's one of the few real currencies. Gold and silver have been used for more than 6,000 years. It is the basis of society. It will always have intrinsic value, and it's portable. It's portable. That, you know, they can put a property tax on your land and take it away from you. They can kick you out of your house. They can, and they can even confiscate gold, but it's hard to find. And so, bottom line, 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. And the brokers will hold this deal through tonight, correct?
Right through tonight, right up into midnight.
Okay. And they were there the other day. You said at 2 a.m. taking calls, right?
2 a.m. They're still doing it at 2, yep.
So if you're listening at 2 a.m., go ahead and try. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I told you on other deals, folks, this will go away. That's not some tactic, I'm telling you. It's the truth. 800-686-2237. Okay, last 2 minutes of the show. Nice guy, John, up in New Jersey, a New Jersey detective, a 9/11 first responder. I know he's had Richard Gage in to speak to his group and others. We appreciate him. He's been holding for about an hour, so I'm going to let him have a little bit of time here at the end. John, go ahead. Sorry to keep you holding.
Absolutely, Alex. I really appreciate it.
We're almost out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm asking of yourself and your audience, what I want to do is pretty much refuse to go to work anymore. I want to that 9/11 was an inside job. I've solicited my superiors, my supervisors, I should say, and they refused to even address it. Now, the blind sheik that was in Journal Square up in Jersey City, the storage that's back in '93, Mallory Avenue, that's where they stored most of the explosives. We have premise here. We have legal premise to further investigate this, and they simply won't address it. And you know, I'm a 15-year guy. I have all the bells and whistles. I got all the awards. I'm irreproachable.
Well, hold on. Let me do this. Let me have you on the show as a proper guest tomorrow, because we don't screen calls, so I didn't know what you were calling in about. I just recognized your name. And let me set you up for the show tomorrow. Can we do that right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, I've got your full name, but give your number to John right now when the show ends, and then I'm going to call you up right now, okay?
All right, Alex.
Okay, go ahead and get that, John. Thank you. I still got a cold here, trying to cough. Rebroadcast starts now, one place, Infowars.com, here in the InfoWar. And we had Peter Schiff on, a bunch of other people today. It all starts on the streams, InfoWars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI.